What's up, everyone? I'm Bianca Torres, and we're back at it with Apartment 5H. I'm here with Jim's World.
Yo.
He's finally came back to visit. And today we have a very special guest. Graf is in the building.
Hey, what up, though?
Thanks for pulling up.
Thanks for having me.
You've been moving around.
Yeah, a little something.
Not a little something, a lot something.
Nigga, like my blood pumped Red Bull or some shit.
No, seriously, how do you do, like, you're always, like,
you know,
moving
funny
around a lot.
Everybody be like, damn, Graf, you be everywhere. And I be feeling like I be missing shit.
No, you don't. You don't.
I'm like, where am I? Everywhere? Damn, I feel like I'm missing shit.
You do?
I feel like I ain't doing enough. Where the most?
Really?
I'm crazy, though. I'm a madman. So I just be moving. What's next? I'm like that.
No, I get you. I'm like that, too. I'm hard on myself, too.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm
like, we expect greatness for ourselves.
Yeah, I'm rare, for sure. I set the bar so high, I can't, like, I don't know. I'm like Prince's mom, never satisfied. Like, whatever. I don't want to get Prince's mother.
How do you balance, though? Like, do you find, like, a balance between the movements and just trying to, like, chill out and just enjoy the moment?
You know how people be like, yo, I grind all day, I never sleep. Mm-hmm. And they say that like it's a flex. That's my real life, and it's not a flex. Like, I don't know how to relax. Yeah. It's not a positive thing. I need to chill. I don't know how to chill, though. Yeah. I don't have a chill button. Like, when I'm chilling, I'm working. My brain is like, I don't stop. So I can't not do this. Mm. But it's not a good thing. Like, it's better to take breaks and chill. I don't chill, though. I just don't.
How do you keep from burning out? Because sometimes I feel like I do that. I'm like, it's always like on go.
I am a machine.
Well, Red Bull in the veins, then, I guess it's true.
My heart pumps battery acid. I'm a fucking machine. No, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. Like, plus I'm like a creative soul, so I have to like build and create all the time. Music, mm-hmm, or clothes or my school program or just whatever. Like, I just invent shit and build shit and create shit and just go. I don't know how to not do that.
I saw somewhere that you said you're performance based. Like, if you're not working on something, like some, like you feel like depressed or like, cause I'm like that too, right? Like, if I'm not working on a project or if I don't see something is materializing that I'm working on, like, I get upset. Like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like,
discouraged.
I don't get depressed, discouraged, or feel upset. I'm always doing something. I don't know what it feels like to not do something.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what that shit feel like. I've been doing something since y'all first heard my name. I haven't took a break since. So I don't know what it's like to take a break. I be on vacation still doing shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it's like to not do things. I don't know. But that's not a flex. You know, like, yo, I grind all the time. I never sleep. It's not a flex. Like, right. I want to chill. I want to, like, hit snooze and just take a nap.
I said I can't.
Like, can I rent a nap? Can I buy one? Like, where they selling them at?
That's also because you love what you do, too, though.
I do, though. I ain't gonna front.
Right? Like, when you love what you do, like, or you're enjoying a project, like, it doesn't feel like you want to turn off because you're enjoying the work that you're putting into it.
You know how I would say it? I would just say, whole mission is fueled by passion. I enjoy the shit I'm doing, so it don't feel like work. Even though it is work, it don't feel like work. I'm still getting a check off the shit I created in my mind. Like, that is living off the dream to me. Mm-hmm. To me, that is the dream. If you get paid for shit you create, it's not a 9-to-5. I'm not working on another man's project. I'm building my own machine. That's the dream. So it's like, in my brain, I'm like, vacation from what? Like, a vacation from what? From my dream? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Right. Like, it's not like work. It's work, but it's not work. Like, like, oh, you're working in the club? Yeah, bitch, I am.
Yes.
Like, yeah. How do you mean? You're in the club. That's work? Yes, it is. But I'm chilling, though. Got that Tito's flowing and whatever the fuck, but this is my job,
but
though.
It is work.
That's a fact.
Do you find it hard? Because I feel like when you're in the industry, right, like, whoever deals with you, they have to understand that if you are out, you're having a good time, but it is work. You're networking. You have to keep visibility. Like, all that stuff is important for the industry that we're in. Like,
that's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that a lot of people who aren't in it don't really understand. Some do.
Well, the good thing is that whoever I'm dating, they normally understand it, because 9 times out of 10, like, if I'm outside doing shit, that's not where I prefer to be. Mm-hmm. And they know that. Like, I don't stay nowhere longer than a half an hour, 45 minutes. I don't give a fuck how popping the party is.
Right.
Graf is gone in 45 minutes. I'm like, pew. He'd be like, where'd he go? I'll be back. I'm going in the bathroom. He lied.
Street
hopped out the window. He's in the car. Skirt! Like, I'm over it. Like, like that. Like, the party and the popping bottles. I don't give a fuck about that shit no more. I've been doing it so long. Like,
I think they have that. Or the sliding off niggas is hooking up with chicks and one night stands and popping bottles. Are we balling?
So I bought the bar out. Them bottles cost $40, fam. Like, it's not a flex, my nigga. You got
robbed, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not. The whole culture of it is just, it is what it is. But that's not fun to me. Like, if I'm in a studio creating, that's more fun. I could do that all day.
Okay.
I design clothes, all kinds of shit that's actually cool to me. But the outside part, that shit ain't really what's up to me at this point in my career. That's just a part, that's just happenstance. It just comes with the shit. But like, so if you, if I'm seeing you, you know I don't give a fuck about that. You know, like, groupies and attention and all that doesn't really capture my attention. That had nothing to do with my goal. I don't care. Like, I just don't give a fuck about that.
Do women hit on you even more? Because I feel like when men don't care, that's when women get a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
I knew
they
it.
Like that shit.
Knew it.
He doesn't care.
But I have to make him want me.
I don't work either. I don't really work. I don't care. I'm not enticed by just like the niggas. If you at this point in your career, you still chasing ass, bro. Get a job.
Nah, there's a lot of men out here that do that. Like,
you're wildin'.
They do like, do that.
How? Like, I started this shit a long time ago. I done did everything I did rap about twice.
Right.
I was still on that type of time now. Like, you tripping. Like, I asked some of my rapper friends. I'm not going to throw no names around. Some of them still be active running outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Ass in the club, popping bottles, having a blast doing this. I'm like, you still like this shit?
Me too.
I'm like, bro, I was sneaking in the tunnel at like 15.
Oh, the tunnel.
Crazy.
I was a minor tipping bounces because I was outside selling narcotics.
Every time I went to the tunnel, something bad happened.
I seen a nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I was probably 16 in the tunnel. And I think they played Annie up or something. I seen a nigga get his chain yapped. So disgustingly though, because the nigga that took it was standing right there, like, wow.
He was standing up like,
who took my shit? The nigga was like this. In front of him. He looking all around the nigga.
He don't want to see him.
He was right here. He ain't going nowhere. Who did that?
I was in the tunnel.
He was like me, sir.
I was in the tunnel when Pun punched on some Soundview niggas. Shit was insane.
Is that where he took off the chain, supposedly, and started, like, hitting people with
this? This was a bunch of Soundview niggas in there. He was in there with Fat Joe and a couple other niggas. And one of the Soundview niggas was like, yeah, all y'all fucking Germans. That nigga stood up and punched this nigga. And it went crazy.
Wow.
Lord Tariq, Uncle Guns, it went crazy. They was fighting for about 5 minutes. That's long.
That is long.
5 minutes a long fight.
That is a long fight.
Fuck around, break up bones, 5 minutes.
Nah,
30 seconds.
Niggas was spitting razors out. Niggas was spitting razors out their mouth. That shit was crazy.
I probably never had a 5 minute fight. That's a long time.
5 minutes is crazy.
This is a Tupac and spit.
Something gonna break in 5 minutes. You going like somebody going out.
5 minutes is a long time. That's a brawl.
That's not a tie, sir. Somebody lost.
Yeah.
5 minutes is a long time.
The bouncers let you get them 200-300 to bring the hammer in that shit with you. The tunnel was bad.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Tunnel was bad, man.
I was young sneaking that shit.
And it's right on the highway. Nigga could dog you and get right on the highway. You out.
Right. That is true. I remember though. Yeah, that was a lot. I went there like maybe once or twice. I was mad young.
Yeah.
I got to go there before it shut down.
I was a kid sneaking that shit. But I snuck in all the cool clubs back then.
I'm sure you did.
Word. I was outside early, man.
Yeah, tunnel was crazy.
That's why it's out of you. It's not out of you though, right?
For New York, it is, but certain cities, I'm gonna stay outside.
Wait. Yeah. That wasn't a pause? Like, because she's a woman, she can say that?
Yeah, she's a woman.
That's what I said.
No pause on the opposite sex.
That's what I said. See, it's rules, right?
Yeah,
it's
when I say pause, he usually tells me not to say it. I always say it.
But we was talking earlier, I've seen niggas pause girls, and I'm like, how is that a pause?
They're just trying to be cool. They
too paused up.
They're playing the game wrong.
They paused out. How you pause a girl? Like, how you do
can't.
That?
And then they friend zone the girl in turn, right? Like, if they're pausing the girl.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. You talk. You multiply the rules.
I went too deep. I went too far, as I usually do.
So, like, he wants to say Paul, but you can't. She's a girl, right? Can't do it.
It don't even register when it's a girl.
Crazy. I wonder how was Paul's invented, though? Because why niggas start thinking gay in the first place?
Was it Dame and them?
I don't know if they invented it, though.
Cam did the no homo. I think Dame and them was Paul's. Jay. Remember Jay for Paul's? Whatever the album that was.
I don't know who invented it, but.
But that was for.
Did Dame get the credit for inventing Paul's? I don't know who invented it. I'm asking. It's Dame for sure.
It's Dame.
Does he get the credit though? That's a good question. He does?
Shout out to Dame. That's my nigga. Shout out to Dame.
Dame for sure. I know he started that shit.
He started it?
Yeah.
I think we need to refresh the memories, though. I don't think anyone...
For everybody in the comments, we'd like to know who invented... Who gets the credit for inventing this pause shit?
I know Cam and them is no homo, for sure.
Well, Cam made the pause game the most popular. That shit worldwide now. You got
that nigga
wear
hats
that,
that say pause on it.
It's over now. It's over. Like, it's over. I don't care if you want to play the pause game or not. That's life. That's culture now. It's quiet.
I'll be wanting to not play it. It's just...
No, that's natural for you.
If I could check out of the pause game, I'd be... Peace! My brain doesn't think gay. I don't even know why we got to do this. But it's like, I'm trapped. I'm a New York nigga. It's quiet. It is what it is.
What's your favorite city to visit?
Favorite city to visit? In America or just period?
International, nigga. I like this. just give me the states.
My favorite city to visit, I'm going to say Paris. And I'll say that because...
Paris is crazy.
Like, I had this thing where every city I go to, I would stay in the Airbnb, and if I like it, I would like... rent the Airbnb and keep it, and then Airbnb out and just make money off the shit. Mm-hmm. But Airbnbs all across the place, everywhere. So I was making money doing that shit. That was like my little side hustle. But I was starting to do that in LA. Then I was like, hold on, New York to LA is 6-hour flight. New York to Paris is only seven hours.
Yeah.
Fuck going over there. I could go to Paris and do this shit. Cause I just like that city. So I would just go to Paris and just be out there like, yo, I'm in here.
Paris is crazy.
Crips and ooh la la.
That makes sense. No, that's logical. That
Word.
Is logical.
I'm a hustler. I'm going to make money wherever I go.
I thought it was a big difference out there. That shit was not like in the Louis store, you know, the money, it's a difference. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that big of a difference. Me and Corey took me there for the first time.
He did.
Mm. Sean, what that strip? Sean DeLonze, whatever that shit.
I don't know how to say it. Champs.
They got a Louis store.
Words. Some other letters
upstairs,
come out of that.
Downstairs. I thought that shit was no difference.
Like, no difference. People be saying it's cheap out there. I'm like, where you get that from?
It's not.
They said because of the tax. I bought in both places, New York, Paris. I shopped in Paris just to say I did that. I went to the Chanel store. I'm in there. Fisher Chanel store.
That.
I'm shopping here in the Chanel store. I went to the what other store? The bracelet with the screws. What the fuck is that again?
Cartier
store. Mm-hmm. I shopped out there too. I spent the same money. I don't know what you're talking
same
about.
Same money. It's the same
I
money.
I don't understand.
Especially when you transfer it over when you get back to the airport.
I think the tax is different, but my account said the same thing.
They was making a big deal about the pizza out there. It wasn't no big deal to me.
Really? Pizza?
I didn't hear the big deal about that.
They kept saying pizza in Paris. I got out of bed.
Nothing's being New York pizza. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Unless you go to Italy.
Italy, yeah. right.
If you go to
right,
Italy,
right.
That's different, but.
Other than that, it's New York.
New York pizza we got.
LA and Indiana is my favorite places to go.
Indiana?
Indiana's insane.
Word? What's happening out there?
To do with the girls.
Everything. They got like a day life that's.
Like what? Like what's happening in
the parties, the everything.
Word?
Indianapolis, right? Yes, Indiana.
I know. I've been there before.
Crazy.
But I probably was on tour, which means I probably high or drunk.
We stayed for like a week. That shit was crazy.
A week in it?
We stayed for a whole week. And the niggas out there so far behind, like we stood out. It was amazing.
Sure. It's Indiana.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No shade.
That's what's up. Okay, I never been there. I'm gonna put that on the bucket list.
No, you're
right.
Not.
They got
No, you're not.
But if I go there, I'm gonna remember he said that.
That shit was crazy.
I'm like, Indiana, where are the hoes?
You know what? I'll show there. Why not?
Yeah, Indiana.
Jim said the hoes.
You know he's talking. Anytime a nigga say a city's crazy, you know he's talking about.
100%. Especially like Indiana.
Like if I went there and there was no bitches, I'd be like, damn, what are you talking about?
I wasn't expecting it, and it was crazy. It was crazy. We stayed a whole week. We was only supposed to be there for 3 days. We stayed 5.
That's why they stayed so long, see?
It's crazy.
They had ships on their palms over there?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay. What was the other city you said? Indiana where?
I like LA, man. I'm still stuck on LA, man.
I love LA, too.
I cannot.
I like LA, too. I like LA.
It's a little dangerous, but I like LA.
To be honest, I like LA as a New York nigga for the business opportunities. And the weather, the culture, the people. I got friends in LA, all that, but... If you're from here with your New York mindset, New York hustle, and you and the value that you have here, you bring it to that side of the country, it's nothing like that. I would live in LA. I lived in LA before. I loved it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, LA is dope.
Yeah, LA is like that. So I would live in LA. Dope. What cities would you live in? Where would you live? What was your favorite?
If I could pick up my loved ones and move to LA, I would do LA. LA or Miami?
Got you.
I did
like
New
the
Orleans.
Same. LA and Miami
are
so
Orleans.
Similar.
Yeah.
I did New Orleans for 7 years. That shit was amazing.
Word?
Seven?
Uh-huh. I was married there in New Orleans, 7 years.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I knew you, Jim.
My son is still there. New Orleans is dope. New Orleans is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been out there on tour twice, but I never like hung out.
You got to be with the right people, but New Orleans is, niggas will blow your fucking head off out there, Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I get it.
New Orleans is dope.
I've been out there. So when you like touring and going to a city, it's different than actually visiting the city and chilling. When you're touring, you might go, you gotta still focus on the show. So if you only did 2 days, the first day you're there, you're just getting ready to do the show. The second day, you probably tired. You're not really getting to see the city like that. You might eat dinner one time. You might go to a mall. You're not really in the city for real.
I've never had
I've experienced
ever.
The food out there popping. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Yeah, they dope.
I done had weird shit that you don't have anywhere else, like turtle and what else I have out there? Frog and like soup.
I had frog before.
Yeah, like escargot is like, that's snail. That's snail. I had that in Paris, though.
Actually, that's delicious, actually.
I went on tour with Benny the Butcher. We did a European tour. And my first time eating escargot was with him. Or with the whole crew. And a restaurant was there. I forgot. But I got it on tape. I was like, wow, we got to film this and eat this fucking snail. And in Paris, if you don't have escargot, you want to have the real shit.
I don't think I ever had that.
But if you do have it, you got to do that in Paris. Like, you got to just, why not? It's like if you're gonna have frog and turtle, you need to go to New Orleans.
I'm gonna pass on the turtle. But I heard frog is actually pretty good.
You know, no ninja turtles for you and
no,
and,
I don't wanna eat Michelangelo. I'm an animal.
Fried up Donatello is not gonna happen.
No, I can't do that. Especially Raphael, like Leonardo maybe.
Alright, got you.
Rav, what's your favorite who's some of your favorite artists right now coming out of New York?
Right now,
yeah.
Damn, who's right now? I'm just gonna say favorite period because I can't even just think right now. Well, I'm gonna shout out some niggas that I just like to see win. I like to see young black artists win. I like to see when they get on and buy their mama the big house and change their family's lives. So shout out to Bay Swag, shout out to Cash Cobain, that whole crew. Love what they doing. You know what I'm saying? I like to see and Queens, old, you already know. favorite New York artists, there's so many, man. Shout out to my nigga Davey, shout out to
shout out East.
Me and my crew, a bunch of my niggas is getting busy. Shout out my crew. Let me just take the opportunity to do that real quick.
Might as well.
My nigga Don P, Porter, shout out to my nigga Banger, shout out to my man Dupree. Shout out to how about I forget nobody? I'll be doing that. Niggas but you didn't say my name. It's the Reefer, goddammit.
yeah, I hear that.
Just shout out to New York City, period, man. Shit.
I like Cello. Cello tough.
Shout out to Cello, Queens tough. Again. You know what I'm saying? Queens, Cello. There's so many niggas. I don't forget. They shout out my nigga Ox. Shout out my nigga Lex 911. It's a bunch of niggas in Queens getting busy.
Joffy. I'm back on Joffy. I like fuck with Joffy.
Joffy. That's Joffy, more Queens. Fucking shout out to Kaya, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I'm Queens all the way. I'm a little biased. Don't mind me. You heard?
A little? That's okay.
A wee bit.
It's okay.
Wee bit. You know what I'm saying?
We are too. It's okay.
It's all good. Where you from? Brooklyn? Bronx.
Bronx.
Oh, excuse me.
I gave Brooklyn vibes?
No, nah, but I don't
mean, get, no shame, but
No, when I say you get Brooklyn vibes, but Brooklyn people can't wait to rep.
Well, I was
they can't
actually...
wait.
Brooklyn is everywhere.
They can't wait. So
you from Brooklyn?
I'm from Brooklyn.
You see? You couldn't wait.
Really?
Excuse me, it's on a mission.
No.
I'll be thirsty, though. I just,
Brooklyn niggas can't wait to say they from Brooklyn.
Actually, I was born in Jamaica, Queens, and then I was raised in the Bronx.
See, that's why I fuck with her. See, it's the Queens. It's Queens.
I live right on Parsons Boulevard across the street from the church.
I'm
down the block from Wendy's.
I'm from mad close to over there. My studio was right around the corner from Wendy's.
Oh, yeah?
Right around the corner.
Across the street from the McDonald's that got shot up in broad day. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In the 90s?
We was right there. The studio was right there. Like.
Yeah?
Right there. I could throw an egg out the window and hit the Wendy's.
So you right by the E-train?
All that.
In the Coliseum?
Queens. I like Queens.
Yeah.
Queens is good.
Queens is okay. Right. I had a lot of good memories in Queens.
Queens is fantastic.
You said the girls are clean?
Queens got houses and shit.
Queens bitches be showering and shit.
Yeah, they clean. They clean. They nails be done.
Like Queens bitches be showering and shit like that.
Why? What girls?
You'd be surprised.
Why? Which
you know where I never... Well, I've been, but you know, Staten Island. I've never chilled in Staten Island.
Is there a reason to?
I went out there to go to the Wu-Tang, like just to see the projects, the park, whatever the projects was they from. Uh-huh. I went out there like 3 a.m. just to ride around and see...
No, I've been to Staten Island a million times. It happened to you out there, though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Staten Island, them niggas go crazy.
I'm not partying in Staten Island.
Nah, you're not going to do that. You got to be with the right people.
I'm not partying in Far Rockaway.
No, Far Rockaway.
There's no reason to party in Far Rockaway.
No, no.
Shout out
no.
to Far Rockaway. All my niggas out there.
No, yeah, yeah, but crazy. They get busy in
There's
Far
no reason to party in Far Rockaway.
Yeah, certain places, I'm just not going to... When somebody tell me they from them places...
Far Rockaway niggas ain't partying in Far Rockaway. It's going to happen even Far Rockaway.
Nah, yeah.
Far Rockaway, it's like Brownsville. Same shit.
Yeah.
With a sprinkle of East New York.
Yeah, it's gonna happen to you. Shout out to my Far Rock niggas, word.
You know what? Don't get no credit in Long Island. Do Long Island have any artists, rappers? Busta's from Long Island, right?
Well, Buster rap Brooklyn, but he I think he like went to school or something in Long Island, but he's okay. Brooklyn too. But shout out to my nigga Biscuit. Who else? Long, a bunch of niggas in Long Island.
Saigon is from up there.
Let me tell you what's crazy about Long Island. Long Island, niggas be thinking Long Island is sweet. You go to hood of Long Island, it's gonna happen to you. Like, I got a rack of bread in Long Island. I know a lot of dudes, solid street dudes in Long Island that's thorough, that give it up. Pause if you gotta say that for that. But
yeah, you probably should.
Definitely.
But Long Island, nah, like Windanch, you got I lived in Long Island. I had like two apartments out there.
I like the Nautical Mile.
Hempstead. That's a nice part though.
Nautical
that's nice.
Mile is fine. That's the drinks and stuff, right?
That's a nice part. One of my bros had a restaurant out there. Like, did you see when they had a Jamaican restaurant out there for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
My man owned that. But we fucked it up. We was hanging out there. It's too much white people. They was like, who are these niggers?
Yeah. No, yes. Right. And they're old white people too. They're not just regular white people. They're old
I told
people.
Them. We had a Jamaican nail. Restaurant. I was out there chilling one day. It was me, Yayo, and a couple of us. Niggas smoking weed in the front. Chilling. I said, this feels fun, but this is the wrong thing to do.
100%.
I said, we kind of fucking up, right? Nah, we chilling. This is great. I was like, this is not great. Look around.
No.
And I'd be like, who? Get these niggas the fuck up out of here. What did they do? They was like, man, escort them out quick.
Damn.
They that Jamaican restaurant didn't last long because they were like, who are these?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, sure.
We Nautical Mile that wrong. Only the summer, right? That's only in the summer? Or is that...
No, I think it's during the winter.
It's popping
too,
in the summer.
It's, like...
it's popping in the summer, but it's all year round. But it's like, who want to hang out by the water in the wintertime?
Nah,
like, nobody.
It's freezing.
Well, now we had it popping for like 5 minutes.
What year was this? Because I feel like it was like really popping between like 2010 and 2011.
Nah, but not that long ago.
Okay.
It was a few years ago. Like, it was a Jamaican restaurant right there in the center of everything. You don't remember that shit? It didn't last long enough. That's why.
I hate Jamaican food. I gotta find a Jamaican.
You hate Jamaican food? Get out.
Really?
I can't. That's not my thing.
You don't like spicy?
Sometimes. Not, I don't like Jamaican.
Like,
jerk chicken
had
with the
food.
Oxtail gravy on the rice.
You from
Bronx.
Bronx? Uh-huh. I'm gonna bring you to a spot in Queens by my career. That's official.
You know
best jerk chicken in the whole Queens.
See, I only eat white meat.
Yeah, me too.
So.
See, that's a pause. I get it. So, but he said pause first.
Pause
he already knew. Now you did it in advance. I was like pre-pause.
You know what it was?
He does a pre-pause. He does.
I went on a date. I went on a date with a joint a long time ago, and we went to a Jamaican spot. The way she was sucking on the pause on the not no pause on
well,
the.
She
oxtails,
was doing that. She was so that's no pause, right? Because she's sucking on it.
She's doing it.
No pause. Okay, carry
the
on.
The way she was doing it made me not like. Like, it was disgusting.
Nah, I don't like that either. I don't
like
that
I'm talking
either.
About you can hear the bone on her teeth. Like, I'm like, damn. She like, you don't fuck with Jamaican food? I'm like.
Not like that.
Not so much.
Not like
nah,
that.
I can bring you to a Jamaican spot that's official. Around my way, Jamaica Queen, Southside, best jerk chicken in the world.
I love
Queens
jerk chicken.
Queens does have great food. Trin City. Ooh, with the bacon shark.
I'm going to show you. It's right in the hood. The door. You been in the door? Nah. See, I get a free promo. Look at that. I ain't even paying me. I need to give me free
they
food.
Pay
I order
now.
It every day.
They gonna pay.
I hope so. I order it like almost every day. The niggas owe me.
They got white meat, jerk chicken pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ask for a breast.
Yeah, every time I ask for pause, like, they mix, I don't know.
Just take the whole chicken and just, it's good money. You'll be straight. If I bring you there and you don't like the food, then I don't even have an offer to get this thing.
We gone.
Whatever.
We gone.
I guarantee you're gonna fuck with it.
We gone.
Word.
What's your favorite like plate? Like, what do? You do the jerk chicken?
Jerk chicken. I have a jerk chicken almost every day.
Every day?
Every other day. But like, give me the whole half a chicken. Give me the whole shit. Jerk it. Put the shit in the fucking. Oh, I got pause right here. Yeah, forget it. You got a pause jerk chicken? Is that a pause too?
You talking about? That's cool.
Oh, see. So I'm talking to a female. There's no pause.
No pause.
He got some rules. I fuck with this guy. He be reinventing the game.
No, seriously.
You want to play CeeLo with this guy? He's making the rules and shit. I like that. Though.
I was playing CeeLo with a nigga. Nigga told me. Trips pay double. I almost kicked the dice across the street.
You see, he made us some rules.
What the fuck is you talking about? No.
See, he made us some rules, see? What? Certain niggas be changing the goalposts.
For my last two, it was 1,800. That nigga threw trips. He said I had to give him 3,600. I said, what?
He made up a rule right there on the spot. He just made it up.
Dice game over.
See?
Yeah.
Niggas be changing the rules. I get it. It's scary.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Queens and get some Jamaican food.
Is it seriously a field trip, though?
Yeah. We're going. It's my hood. Take y'all.
Don't tell me. Don't offer me food.
I'm
and
dead ass
not
serious.
Really do it.
I'm dead ass serious.
I don't like broken promises.
I'm dead ass. My
that's
treat.
Childhood trauma. Jamaica. I like all men me, to keep their
but,
word.
But I'm offering the jerk chicken at the spot. That's what okay. I'm saying. My treat, jerk chicken. Yeah.
No, that's I want to know. I want jerk chicken.
I'm dead ass serious.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And if he don't like it,
as
then
a
what?
Matter of fact, you do that, and I'll bring you somewhere where they make homemade beef patties,
oh,
cocoa
wow.
bread, and everything, right on White Plains Road in 225th.
I bet.
The best beef patties you ever have in
Had ackee and codfish?
Ooh, that's so good too.
I'm Jamaican, so this
okay, yeah, you are?
Yeah,
so I had like, that. I had that before. It was decent.
Told me about Jamaican food, it made no sense. But
he's like, I bet. I mean, whatever.
But at least you know what I'm gonna take you is official food. Like, I'm Jamaican.
100%.
My whole family is like chefs. Like, they cook their ass off.
And I still stand by the beef patty comment.
All right, we're gonna see what's up.
Round 225th and White Plains Road.
All right. I'm hold you to that. We're gonna see what's up.
I'm serious.
So he co-signed. He's from Brooklyn. He co-signed.
You co-signed his spot or my spot?
Co-signed your spot.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. See?
The best.
I'm with you. We're going to see what's up. All right. But I'm telling you, the spot I'm talking about, Jerk Chicken is the best. It's lit. They should give me a check. I didn't say they are. I wasn't going to mention the name of the spot, but I show love. Boom.
The check is coming.
Yeah, pay it forward. Pay it forward. Listen, when you lead with love... Don't laugh at me. I'm really trying to do this new path. Like, I'm on this new path of, like, love.
I'm sorry.
Leading with love. Like,
I ain't mad.
Right? Don't look at me like that. My actions from last summer do not reflect this year.
What you did last summer? We know what you did last summer. We know what you did last summer. What you did last summer, though?
You're so stupid. First of all, I'm from Bedford Park by Lynn College.
Okay, niggas get shot over there. I be knowing. I used to work out in that park across the street.
Where?
Alina College, a park across the street.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if I want to count Bedford Park as the Bronx.
I know. It used to be the bougie part of the Bronx. It's not.
That's like River Park Towers almost?
Everyone from Washington Heights got pushed out, and now they all live in Bedford Park.
I mean, when I was over there, it was still like that.
It was still nice.
I used to work out right in that park over there and do crime down the street.
Really?
There's money over there.
Yeah, there's money over there.
Decatur and Marion, absolutely.
There's money over there. That's money over there.
Yeah. Right across the bridge.
Bing. Yeah. You know.
He knows what he's talking about.
I was outside. I can talk about certain things now, but it's like statute of limitation is over. It's all like, you know, there's no proof. I could be lying.
What borough?
Police. I could be totally lying about all of this shit I'm driving
about. What borough has the best rappers?
Queens. Next question. I'm biased, man. What y'all want me to do?
I mean, I can understand.
Nah, you're right.
I would be too.
We got Nas.
Oh, that's it.
What y'all want me to do?
Yeah, they got Nas.
I mean, yeah, Nas is my favorite.
And then I got to shout out Brooklyn because that's Jay. I mean, I can't ignore that. This is a nice chain.
Uh-huh.
And Jay and Nas influenced me the most when you talk about hip hop in terms of like my lineage and connection to the culture and how I came up with this whole graph guy and rapping and being who I am. Mm-hmm. Jay and Nas.
Okay.
And Eminem, Royce, Jadakiss, and Prodigy. Put all of them in a pot and roast them in, and boom, scrap guy.
You didn't say Big.
Big too. But I'm just saying that who influenced me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Jay influenced my rap more than Big.
Really?
Why?
I just probably listened to him more. Jay, you know what it was for me? When I was teaching myself how to rap or learning how to rap for my influences, I should say, because you're only as good as your influences.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jay gave you permission to do certain shit on a beat. Like, let's say you was doing something or writing creatively, you'd be like, can I do this? Is this cool? And Jay would do it first. Like, oh, okay, fuck it. Now we doing this. Like, Jay did so much shit first. So a new rapper that's honing in on his craft, he gave you the blueprint to so much shit. Like, he was the first rapper that I heard use accents a certain kind of way, or certain slang a certain kind of way, or he set so many trends. So when you're like in a learning stage of honing in on your craft, Jay was the blueprint for a lot of shit. Niggas might not say that out loud, but
he make words rap that don't pose the rap.
Jay did a lot of shit first, bro. In these bars, he did so much shit first, from slang to. He took slang from everywhere and put it in music. You heard Holla Back. That was a New York shit.
Does he have a project better than Life After Death?
Big?
Does Jay have a project?
Are we comparing Jay and Big now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you felt he had a project better than Life After Death.
We not going to even do that. Y'all ain't going to have me going viral in the wrong way. We going to shout out to Big.
Y'all have never heard a project better
than Big, his mama. We love you.
Ever.
Love Jay. That's what we gonna do.
When the camera go off, I need to hear this.
Yeah, I'm not, man. Listen, I ain't set me up.
When I be in the barbershop and niggas start talking this, I say, who has a project better than Life After Death?
Life After Death is classic, bro. It's beyond classic. It's like that's the blueprint for niggas too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it probably didn't influence my wordy ass raps as much as Jay. Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
That's just where like I took a lot of shit from. Pause. I took a lot of influence from Jay and Nas in my beginning stages of honing in on my craft.
Right.
Word.
Okay, well.
I'm Queens though, nah, so we ain't gotta debate it. my favorite rapper. Nah, we ain't gotta debate it. I'm biased.
It was really tatted on me.
I'm a Boss tattoo. Put it right somewhere. Fit it on. Like, yeah, yeah. What the fuck?
I got big head.
Well,
Nas
there goes
head.
That.
Yeah, for sure.
Where Jay at? See? Set him up.
No, we're Team Nas here.
I got something from Jay, but he didn't say it. It was what album was that where they did the it was American Gangster. Mm. When it was like you could be successful and have enemies or unsuccessful and have friends. Mm. That was the only thing I got from.
But didn't you say that Takeover was better than Ether though?
Never in my fucking
Who
life.
Said that?
Say no
Who said that?
Like that?
Who said that?
Self.
He
I
said
never
that?
Said no dumb shit like that.
He said Takeover. What did he say? Takeover better than Ether? Even Brooklyn.
No, but no. Wasn't him? I don't think it was him. It was someone else.
It was him. I forgot who the guest was.
We had this debate when I was on Drink Champs with Bleak. We had that debate. They was talking about the battle between Nas and Jay, and Brooklyn gonna go one way. That's one thing I like about y'all Brooklyn folks. Y'all be sticking together.
Who is y'all?
Right or wrong?
Well, not y'all, but him. They can't.
Oh, okay.
Any person that has listened to Ether, I just don't want to hear it. Like, that's it. It's over after that record.
Yeah, I agree.
And I love both of them songs, but Ether got it because, you know, it just did. But Takeover was fucking phenomenal. You know what's a crazy fun fact that niggas don't really know? You ever heard the song I did called We Riding? Mm-hmm. It's produced by Kanye. And that was he made the Takeover beat. He made that beat for Jay first. That was the first Takeover beat, but I think he couldn't get it cleared or something like that. I said, let me just do a verse on it. Mm-hmm. And I took it and recorded a whole record on the shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he was like, nah, you can't have the beat because I made it for Jay. And then I leaked it. And that shit got mad lit. He was tight. So he made it over and made the Takeover.
Oh, really? That's how Takeover
something
came
like,
about?
No, I could be telling the story kind of wrong, but I know that when I did the record, he said I couldn't have it because that he was about to get that record to Jay. But niggas was loving the song so much. I was like, what's happening if I leak it? Then what you going to do?
Sometimes you got to do
I don't even know if I leaked it on purpose or it got leaked because I spread the record out so many times and I left it in so many offices because I wasn't even on back then.
Right.
But I let some people hear the record. The record got out. And then it was mine. Word. Then he just, but if you listen to that record and Takeover, the beats are mad similar. I think he just changed like a few things and then gave it to Jay.
What started Day-Day beef? Do you know? Pause.
What was the line you said? What started what beef?
What started their problem?
So you said what started their beef? I suppose too. Damn, this shit is serious.
No, I told you.
Beef is crazy.
You just can't say beef, period, right?
What started their beef is crazy.
I heard you.
We're talking about two men.
Gotcha.
I knew Prodigy on the Summer Jam screen, but I didn't remember. Oh, Ask Nas, he don't want to with Hov. That's the only thing I could think of that started it.
I don't remember what started that beef, dead ass.
It wasn't over.
You can't say that either, right?
No, yes you can. Dead ass is fine.
So wow, where are we living, bro?
It didn't start over that.
The world post cam is different.
Amplifying.
I'm telling you.
He said it though.
Like left a condom on your baby seat shit, but it was already on.
You know what's crazy about that line?
Nas started it? How?
He kept subliminally calling Jay a girly mouth nigga in freestyles. And Jay caught wind of it.
And was Jay mad about the dead president? Something about the dead president's.
It started with Nas calling Jay a girly mouth nigga. If you go back to some freestyles, if he's referencing Jay-Z with that. And then Jay caught wind of it, and then they started going back and forth subliminally. My bad.
That was good.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I loved it, but at the end, he ended up signing to him. That was my only problem.
I know,
in the whole
beef. For us. I know.
That's the only part.
I didn't understand it, but I'm sure it must have been business wise for him because I didn't understand it either.
100%.
Yeah, well,
quick question, not to shift, but you said that line when he said left condoms in your baby seat, and I heard this debate somewhere else. But do you think this? Because in my mind, according to me, there's no rules in war. When Jay said left condoms in your baby seat, people act like he went too far. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was a great line. If I'm in a rap battle with somebody and I hooked up with your kid's mother prior to this rap battle, mm-hmm. nigga, that's my intro bar. Are you stupid? That's going to happen, nigga.
But you're not going to be cool with him afterwards.
I'm not planning on being cool with you being beef, nigga. Like, what?
They
got cool later. But when you in the battle with somebody, your plan is not like, well, I'm at war with you now, but I'm planning to get cool. You're not thinking I'm fucking being cool with this person.
Right,
I'm trying to, like, destroy everything you about. Now, imagine you going to war with somebody and you was with their kid's mother prior to the beef?
That's crazy.
Nigga, no, that line was brilliant.
Left condoms and get babysitters. Yeah, going 100%. To happen, nigga. This bar number two. Whatever come before that, I'm going to rhyme with that, 100%. Nigga. You stupid? I thought 100%. That was brilliant for Jay to say. But niggas acting like he went too far with that line. I'm like, they ain't no too far in war. I never got that. What y'all think about that? Let me just flip it. Now I'm an interviewer. No. You're like, dumb apples, goddammit.
No, I think that was fair. I think yeah. You go too far when you start fabricating things.
Oh, you start lying
and shit.
I
don't like that. Yeah, oh, I don't like people doing diss tracks with shit that's hypothetical. Like, have the facts. That for me, a good diss track is based off of facts.
I agree with that. That's a fact.
If he didn't have that angle, pause, it would have been rough.
Right. Like, that was my...
Me and you got more in common, get it? More in common. That was insane.
Right.
That girl's name was Carmen.
That was great.
I don't understand how that is going too far. That doesn't make any sense
Nas
to me.
Nas went far. Dick sucking lips is crazy. But it went crazy.
No, and it was great. And that's why we all love that fucking song. You don't even need to hear the rest of the track. After that one line, it was just like, that's it.
But back then, I think like Hov had to like fake apologize for that line. I'm like, what? Like, he said his mom's had a problem. Something like that. They say he went too far. I was like...
I watched the interview.
Nah. Maybe I'm savage. I don't know. Ain't no too far. No. Ain't no rules of war to me. I don't give a fuck.
What's too far is when you fabricate shit. Like, that's what bothered me about the whole... And I know we're done with the Kendrick and Drake shit, but that's what bothered me. It's like, you're talking about Drake having a daughter. Does he really have a daughter? If he does, then it's a great line. If you don't know, like, that shit is whack.
He didn't know. I think somebody told him something and he thought it was a...
That's too far.
He had got fake information, use it, and that... Yeah. Okay, got you.
Like, nigga told
him. So he thought it was real. So his intent wasn't to lie. He got baited. Okay,
that would have worked on Pusha, but he really had a son.
But he did the research. He did the fact-checking. That's something that we need to start doing. Everyone fact-check.
See, this is why, like...
It's rough, though.
Me as an artist, like, I hate to get into the space where you gotta, like... go to war with somebody, even though it's part of the game. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that many battles, but the ones I had, you have to research, and I don't want to dedicate my time to another human that much. You got to do a lot of...
You got to dedicate
months and months to battling
a good one.
If you want to be accurate with your the information. I don't want to do that. But if I slept with your kid's mother first, nigga, that's getting at least 16 bars, nigga. I'm sorry.
I watched her interview. She didn't even care.
She didn't. I read a book.
She did an interview.
But it don't. It doesn't matter. If this is a battle, like, see, I can't even say this, but I'm gonna say a little bit about it. I remember having an issue with a rapper, and I was definitely trying to holler at his kid's mother. That was high on my to-do list. I was like, you know, take the kid to school, go to the gym, eat some breakfast. Fuck such as a baby mother. What's next? That was on my to-do list at the top. And I tried it. Yeah. And it went halfway
you
to
win
go post.
When you do that type of shit. You
nigga, what? You I'm like, ain't no rules in this shit. Oh, I'm savage, though. I don't
now
know.
Maybe
I'm
fucked up.
Huh?
What? Okay, we'll leave it alone.
Okay.
I'll leave that alone. Speaking of this record, so in your prior interviews, you did speak about there was a quick little tidbit about you throwing shots at Lloyd Banks years ago. You guys were in a video recently, so there's no bad blood. But you did speak about the fact that, you know, the shots that you took were smart shots. So I just wanted you to, like, pretty much, like, tell us more about smart shots versus, like, regular shots.
Oh, like, yeah, like, I'm a type of rapper, like, if your name rhymes with something, that's it. You're going to be in a bar. But that's not a real diss.
Okay.
Like, Lloyd Banks, somebody I respect, you from my town. G-Unit, they made history. Like, I respect them dudes. So I never, like, took a real shot at him where something he could be like, oh, fuck rap. It was never like that. So that's what I meant. Like, it was never an issue. So me and
more
him
lyrical
being
shot.
Cool. Now, yeah, it's not a, like, if your name rhymes with something, it's going to happen. But it's not disrespectful. I'm a disrespectful nigga. So there's no, if you follow my career, you know, like, them little cheap shots is not real. I'm disrespectful. I'm dissing you. It's, you be like, oh.
You gonna know.
Yeah, it's not a, I don't do subliminals. Nah. So if you end up in the rap, it's probably because I respect you anyway for you to make it that far. You know what I'm saying? So that's somebody I respect. So nah, it was never an issue with son.
But you were talking about how rappers, when they do these diss records, they should take smart shots. So it's just about
I'm not saying they should. That's just what I do. I just be, you know, if your name rhymes with something and it's creative, then you might end up in a bar. But it's not a diss for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's my opinion. But if you follow my career, understand my personality, you'd be like, okay, it's not a diss from him. Maybe from somebody else it would be, but for me it's not. I'm a disrespectful nigga. I don't do subliminals. I'm dissing you. It's no, you don't have to question it. If I'm dissing you, yeah, I'm dissing you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I don't even like subliminals.
Yeah.
Nah. The only time I understand subliminals is if you're like a big artist and you understand that me saying this person's name is giving them power. Because if I say a name and it gives you power too, now everybody's waiting for your response. Right. I'm giving you my whole fan base. Like, here you go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the days, I mean, 50 never had a thing, right? But I used to say, well, I gotta say, pause that? I don't know. But we never had like a, it was never beef. Like, well, I gotta pause that too, damn. We never had an issue. But I would say certain things in a rap to see if he would say my name or something else. But he was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. Cause if I say your name, I'm giving you my whole fan base. 50 knows his power. He does it all day with how he chooses to use it. But we never had an issue where I never went at him for real. You know what I'm saying? But if you say somebody's name creative enough and they respond, they're giving you
like
their fan base. They did that. They are. Like when he said, Jay said, I'm about a dollar. Who the fuck is 50 Cent? He was like, wow, thank you. Cause he know what that does for him. I'm giving you my fan base now. It's like, thank you. You know what I mean? So
50 capitalized. All that
shit. It's chess, man. This shit is chess. It ain't checkers.
No, definitely knows how to.
Yeah, he's one of the best. Boss.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. You can't say one of the best either. That's a pause, too?
No.
That's you said pause, though.
I probably said something in the mix in between that.
He a professional pauser. This is like, wow.
Yeah, no, it's
he on point. Thing. He on point. I can't be mad.
Yeah, he one of the best pause to do it.
Just for you don't have to say he's one of the best pawns. Like, it's fine.
The pawns, he's one of them ones. He's one of them ones.
I can't take him.
He's one of the best. It sounds crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it doesn't.
Because then it's like the best at what?
Oh,
the
come on.
The best what?
Grow up.
I get it, but it's
he
like,
did
damn.
It he.
I don't know how niggas' minds got so like,
yo, I don't know.
But it's a culture. It is what it is. I can't get mad. I can't get mad at it.
It is part of the culture. That's it.
It is. You gotta accept it. It is what it is now. There's no way out of it. You got a pause too, right? Damn.
No way out of
really?
It.
Really? Oh, come on. That's not a pause.
Scary world we live in. It's wild.
It's wild.
You can't even talk. I'm telling you, I'm about to doing interviews in Braille, nigga.
Wait, you said you're interviewing people now. Wait, so you have a show?
Oh, yes, I have
a
show.
So tell us about your show.
Shout out to Nori, Drink Champs. He gave me a show. So now I'm doing a show.
Okay.
It's the members only show.
Okay.
And it's my version of Rap City. I always missed Rap City. I always Tigger in the basement. Shout out to Tigger. I always thought it was amazing that we had a platform where we can go do interviews and then go showcase bars and represent the culture that way. So I created my own version of that since it doesn't exist anymore. So I do the interviews and then instead of you rapping in the booth, you rap with my band.
Oh, you have a whole band?
I got a band, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That
Deep Cover
is
band.
Crazy.
Shout out to Deep Cover. Word. So that's my show. I just started it, so I'm only like 3-4 episodes in right now. But like, yeah, I'm doing a fucking show.
That's dope. So when are you gonna debut it?
I don't know. I have to ask Nori. I have no idea.
Well,
I didn't submit it yet because I'm still filming it.
Okay.
That's
so
crazy.
Once I have the capsule to give him, then it'll be like, then I guess he'll give me a date and we go.
So, and you record here in New York, right?
Yeah, I do it in Jersey.
Jersey. And
shout out to Casa de Lobo. We shoot over there. Shout out to them boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Facts. It was cool.
That's
had a fucking show. Yeah.
Did you always want to do something like that? Or
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I always wanted to have a rap show. I'm about bars and the culture. And like, so I wanted to create a show that I would watch, like my own shit. Like, so many shows out, and my attention span is like, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make something that I know I want to see. Mm-hmm. And I like to see my favorite artists rap with a live band. I like that. That kind of shit's going to keep my attention. Word. I'm one of the people that my attention, I'm like, what's next? My attention span is like a fucking can. What's next? It's going.
Yeah.
I don't care. Not on purpose. We just overstimulated and instant gratification, and I'm busy, and all life happens so fast. Like you got my attention for 3 seconds, and I'm gone, man. Is that I'm like the best consumer to test shit on. If it keeps my attention for long enough, you got something. That's a fact. Cause I don't give a fuck about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I really don't care. You know, he was like, I don't care. Like, I'm not even joking. Sometimes I wish I gave a fuck about things. I'm like, damn, wish I cared. Cause I would like to give my attention to this thing, but I don't give a fuck. But I wish I cared.
Right.
Like, I wish I could like hit a switch and give a fuck. I don't.
It'd be great if I did. I think you give a fuck, but you give a fuck about things that actually matter.
Yeah.
Because you have been, I was just telling the guys.
I'm not saying I don't give a fuck about nothing. I know.
It's
very little bit of things I care about.
Keep my
But I wanted to give you credit for like your persistence because like obviously the last few months you've been doing a lot of press, a lot of interviews, and I've heard your story, and your story is like really inspirational because you've had to like reinvent yourself more than once, more than twice.
Right.
And it's hard. Like, I don't know if anyone else in the room has had to do that. I've had to do that too. And you know, it's hard to maintain and like keep persistent and get knocked off your path and then come back again. You gotta be, you know, some type of relentless.
Facts.
You know, so that's the reason why it's like, I know you give a fuck because you have been really like at it.
Oh no, like about my career, and I care about the culture to the max. That I care about, I'm not gonna lie. I care about the culture, I care about winning, I care about succeeding, I care about being the best in whatever I'm doing. Those things matter to me, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. And just being consistent and being dedicated and diligent with my with what I'm doing. Like, I don't rely on motivation. You're not gonna be motivated every day, but if you have discipline, you have good money. You gotta be disciplined.
So true.
Like, if you wait for motivation, you're fucked. Like, no, you're not gonna be motivated every day. Sometimes you're gonna wake up and not want to do shit. Yeah. If you're disciplined enough to get up and do it, you good money. Mm. So those kind of things, now I care about that. I do. I care about making that. I care about the word impact. Yeah. If what I'm doing has an impact, I'm with it. If it doesn't really matter, I'm not with it. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
If I'm not impacting, if it doesn't have an impact, I don't really care to do it. I don't care about, you know, some niggas care about views and relevance and being trendy. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Numbers, I don't care. If that shit is not hot, if it's not impactful, it doesn't matter, I'm not with it. I don't give a fuck if it's gonna give me 1 million views tomorrow. I'm just not with it. I don't care about the numbers. Mm-hmm. It gotta be dope and it gotta matter and it gotta be based in culture, and then I'm down with the shit. Word. I care about that.
No, that's important because a lot of people like sacrifice that for the views.
Even my show. You know how many artists I turned down that I don't want interview that would give me millions of views? I'd be like, that's not culture. I can't fuck with it.
Really?
You're not going to do such and such? No, I'm not going to say names. I'm never going to bash nobody. I like to see young black men get money, period. I don't mean you're going to be on my show, no, nigga.
I
want to see you win, but you're not going to eat at my table, but I want to see you have a table. Just not just not here. You know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck how much dude that shit gonna get. I ain't jacking it. I ain't jacking it. Is jacking it a pause too? We can't say that?
That's New York.
You can't say I'm not jacking this shit and be from New York?
That's not a pause. You're
holy
crazy.
Holy smokes.
No, you're New York overdoing niggas now. It. Yeah, no, he's overdoing it. He's overdoing it now. Stop.
Pause, police. Here you go. Hit him. Let him know.
I mean, what do we call jacking?
That's New York though. Yeah, nigga,
I'm not jacking.
What do you got to pause?
That's the one thing that I've never heard nobody pause in Harlem.
Jacking and jerking.
I ain't jacking
that.
It.
Nobody's jacking that. They not jack. I'm not jacking that. I don't care. Nobody's pausing that.
I'm not jacking a pause or jacking it.
Yeah.
How
you're thinking
that?
About jerking. This is jacking and jerking are two
die.
Different things.
You're about to call Cam.
No, it is. It's two different things. Cam. Is it not?
Definitely about to call him.
No, what? Oh, wait. People do jack off.
I'm not jacking. That's only white folks say jack off. Who jacks off?
But people
niggas,
say it.
White people.
Yeah.
They jack off?
Well, only black people jerk off. White people jack off. That's weird.
Is it jack off? That might
nobody
be right.
Says that.
That might be right.
She said, I don't care how many views it gets.
I mean, Nicki Minaj.
Jacking it. It's a pause.
No, but Nicki Minaj said that on her song, so I don't know.
That's a girl. It's no pause.
At least I asked, though.
So yeah, we passed it.
It's a valid question.
I asked, though. I didn't like unpause it. I asked.
Unpause. That's good.
Unpause. We got unpause shit. We got to reach
fire.
There we go.
No.
Unpause.
Oh,
you heard?
No.
Ooh. You came on the line. Stat.
That was crazy.
Unpause.
Unpause.
Would it
make
unpause?
That hat? Can we get that hat?
That's crazy.
But isn't unpause just play?
No.
Nah, because play might be a pause too. See?
How is play
unpause
a pause?
Is crazy.
How is play a pause?
I'm not sure, but let's ask the pause police.
I don't think that's correct. I'm just saying.
Unpause is good. I like that.
Okay.
See?
Play is questionable.
It's a wild west out here, boy.
Let me ask you this, bro.
Let's fast forward.
Do you feel like it's still...
Play.
It's
fast forward.
Yeah.
Unpause. Carry on.
You feel like it's still a lane for like lyrical niggas to get some money in hip-hop right now? Like, super lyrical?
Hell yeah.
I'm super
lyrical. I'm getting money now. Shit, but like, before, no.
Right.
Because
right.
The culture in New York City was so fucked up. And the radio had a lot to do with it. They wasn't playing niggas from New York. They wasn't playing bars. They weren't supporting hip-hop. That shit was like, you were forcing New York niggas to go to other states to get on or dumb it down. Mm-hmm. And sound like Atlanta or sound like some South music because the radio wasn't supporting nothing from New York for like a decade. This shit was a rough time in New York City for a minute for artists from here. I remember one time in a club, it was a bunch of New York niggas in the club. I think it was Ross and, was it Jeezy? I think it was Jeezy and Ross in the club and mad New York artists. And the DJ, I'm not gonna say what DJ it was because I don't wanna do that. He was only shouting out Ross and Jeezy and none of the New York niggas. And I went up to him, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? If we was in another city, any other city I go to, the DJs make sure you know where the fuck you at. They drill it in, they make sure that you know where you at. If you in Cali, you know where the fuck you at. You in Atlanta, you in Miami, this Miami, nigga. Out of towners in the club, nigga, they let you know. Right. I said, how you ignoring us and only shouting out of towners? What the fuck are you doing? You are wildin'. I was tight.
Right.
That's a pause, so I'm sure, but unpaused. Yeah, but like dead ass serious. You see how this is real. Oh, we're getting places here. Plateaus, levels.
Feels like next level.
And he was about to pause and caught himself before. That's how I know.
Unpaused in
advance. That's how I know he, you know what I'm saying? He said, we be inspired, the DJ or drill it in you, and he caught himself.
Caught it.
Mean. Because I was like, I hope
you see it. Right? Yes. Unpaused.
Unpaused. I like this interview.
I'm in the future, my nigga. Catch up.
Clearly.
I'm in the future. I'm trying to come. Let me get back to my seat. Hold on. DeLorean, all that. Like I'm back. Pardon me. I left. I'm back.
We're rolling again.
But nah, but New York, I think we lost the 4 minute and now we good. I think we are representing the culture the right way and allowing New York artists to shine. And it wasn't until, remember when Trinidad James came to the city and said something smart about New York radio sounding like Atlanta and niggas got mad at him, but he was right.
He was right.
Yeah.
He probably expressed it a wrong way and offended niggas. He was right. But he was right. He was like, yo. And he's like a fan of hip hop. He wanted to hear shit. Like he was like, when I turned the radio on, I wanted to hear some New York shit and I couldn't find it on either station. He said, what the fuck is going on? He's like, the same playlist as Atlanta. And he said it out loud. He just said it in maybe in a rude way. Yeah. But he was right, nigga. After that, New York started like getting it together. Like, nah, we gotta put New York niggas back on New York radio. And I think between that and like Griselda getting attention. Mm.
They did it.
And they were a big part of bars mattering on a more general mainstreamish level. I'm not gonna say mainstream, but to me it's kind of mainstream because the world is getting hip to underground shit now. So underground is not as underground because now niggas like me, niggas like Benny, Westside Gunn, 38 Special, Conway, packing buildings, selling tickets, selling merch, touring the world. Like, niggas is rich. Underground rap is making niggas rich. So bars matter. Before bars, I would say bars didn't, I don't say it didn't matter. It just didn't, it wasn't popular.
No, it was a period of time from like, I would say 2016 till about a good 2020.
Facts.
Those long, 4 years
than that.
Right there, maybe?
I'd give it 10 years. I say like.
Nah, you think so? No.
Yes, yes. Like the amount of crime I was doing, paid them bills. It was like a good decade where niggas wasn't getting no light for spitting raps. And I didn't want to conform or change my approach to music. I didn't want to compromise or be trendy. Like anything that's trendy, I'm running from the shit. I didn't want to compromise what I was doing. I was like, I'm always going to put bars first and stay true to what I believe is hip hop. I didn't want to change my approach to music just to try to make a living. So we was doing other things to make a living and still pushing the music we wanted to push. But during COVID, for me, is when I saw a difference. That's when I saw, when the clubs was closed, you can't party no more, now you gotta listen to music with substance. Shit was like, phew. All my sales was going through the roof.
Yeah.
And then I dropped the Oracle 3, that shit flew for me. And I'm like, oh shit, niggas wanna hear bars again. After that point is when I started making them. I don't know about other niggas, but I'm talking about me personally. I dropped the Oracle 3, which is 100% bars.
All bars.
And that shit went off. It went off. Everything started going up. The streams, this, my money, features, shows, everything started going up from there. So from that time to now, I was like, okay, now I'm getting it back again. Cool. So bars matter. I do a show now, niggas coming out, tickets being sold. You go to our Benny show, Griselda show, Conway, any one of them shows. From the stage to the back fucking door, it's packed.
Nice.
Merch is selling, tickets are selling. Nigga, in that world, you selling vinyl, tapes, CDs. All that shit sells, bro.
T-shirt, hoodie.
Merch, hoodies, forget about it. Niggas are buying hoodies and Scullies in the fucking summertime.
Nice.
Real shit. All that shit sells. Bars matter. No, now reason. More than ever.
So you think
I fucking love it.
The bars matter more when you independent or do it matter if you sign to somebody? Because I feel like the bars
matter, period. But you get more money independent because you get all your money, you can do it your way.
Right.
A lot, and the deals are structured different. And this is another thing too. The deals are structured different when it's quote unquote underground, like in this lane.
Is there even underground anymore? I feel like in
that's what I said, quote unquote. It's not really underground. It's like, kind of mainstream now. But those deals are still structured differently than a major contract. You're getting like 80-20 splits. A good deal is 85-15, 10-90. Sometimes it's just licensing deals. You still own your masters. This deals is great in the artist's favor. You're getting great deals and still getting a similar support. So you could have a deal. You could have a deal so good to for your business that you can make the same amount of money as an artist like Meek Mill based on the way your deal is structured. I don't know. I'm not counting his pockets, but I'm saying based on what a mainstream artist may make on their record. Like they may be making 15 cents on a dollar. Meanwhile, you're making 90 or 85. So he might sell a million records. You might sell 10,000 and make the same amount of bread.
Yeah.
So now you sell 50,000 records. He sells a million. You made triple him.
That's crazy.
Word. It could really be like that. You know what I'm saying? And you could drop whenever you want or as often as you want, and you don't have no boss. You're your own boss. You do what you want to do.
You've been dropping your music on Dope Life Gang. I mean, Dope Gang.
Yeah, that's my shit. Yeah.
That's your personal, yeah. Like your label.
That's this one. TBDG. That's my shit.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I'm my own boss over here. Okay. So I don't need a major. I mean, I would. For me to take a major deal, they gotta just talk to me nice. Like, really, really fucking nice.
I was
gonna
ask you, would you sign a major?
The deal gotta be structured a little different than the contracts that I know them to be.
Okay.
Because I'm doing fine where I'm at. I don't have a reason to do that. But it'd be great to spend somebody else's money. Sure, let me spend your money with you. I love it. But let me see what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does the deal look like? Because if I'm getting less off the dollar from sales, then nah. Because I'm making a living off the shit. You got to talk to me really nicely for me to do that.
Yeah, I got you.
Word. That's how I look at it.
You went to school to be a doctor. What kind of doctor did you want to be?
Gynecologist. Let me stop.
No, I want to say.
I'm a gynecologist now. Let me stop.
Shut up. What does the service look like? No, I'm just joking.
Oh, shit. Don't up. Let me be quiet. Sip my juice.
No. But what kind of doctor did you want to be for real?
You know what's crazy? I didn't even fucking know.
No?
I didn't know. I was going to school for physical science.
Okay.
And I went to Hillcrest, which is a medical high school. All my friends.
Right down the block from Hillcrest. My dad went to Hillcrest. That's where you went?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are he doing now? Are he going to medicine?
No.
He didn't? No. Everybody in that school was like a nurse or a doctor or something in that field.
He couldn't be any further than that. Shout out to Pops, though.
Oh, no doubt. But that school led me to there. But so I was studying medicine. I didn't know what the fuck I want to do. You know, most kids that go to college don't know what they want to be or what they want to do. That's why now when I'm in school teaching these kids, which we didn't talk about yet, which I will talk about, but when I'm in school educating these kids, I always let them know it's okay if you don't know what you want to be right now, because I didn't and nobody does. You go to college because you feel like you're supposed to. I didn't know what the fuck I was going there for. I was like, I'm going to medicine because I'm a doctor. My mom's going to be proud. Let's go do it.
Right.
I didn't know what I was actually going for, but I was like, I'm going to do this. And then I became a gangster rapper. What the fuck happened?
A lot of kids go to school and it's like they don't even do what they got their degree in. Like
they do liberal arts.
Yeah.
That's a fact. So because you go to school not knowing what you really want to be. Unless you really know what you're going to school for from young, which you're 18 years old. You don't know shit about nothing.
Well, or it depends on the background of your family, right? Like if you didn't come up with like a whole bunch of professionals in your family, you don't really know what you want to do because you've never seen an example of it. So you're out in the world, you're trying new things, which you're supposed to do.
Right.
And a lot of the times you figure out what you like, and by that time you've already finished your degree, right? Because you got to finish your degree by what, 23?
Or 21.
You don't know anything about life at that age.
And you know what's crazy? Like even to take that point further, I think that's the biggest problem that we have just in the hood in general. Like we don't have a lot of positive black examples of what to be. Like me growing up, all I seen was hustlers get bread.
Right.
Where my mom's beauty salon was at, it was on a dark, desolate block in Queens. And it was only her shop right here and the corner store right here. And at nighttime, it was just dark and empty. And the only people keeping her safe was the hustlers on a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they wanted to violate, they'd have been the people making her life unsafe. But they was keeping her actually safe. She felt safe from the hustlers on the corner.
Right.
Without them, she wouldn't have been. That's what I grew up seeing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, the drug dealers keep my mother safe. Got it. My father wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, that was my influence.
Right.
So what the fuck do you think I'm going to be? That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the hustlers keep my mother safe.
Hmm.
I didn't see lawyers and doctors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I didn't know another way to go get it.
And then you think you want to be something because you see that these things are successful. And then when you go to these schools, it's a culture shock. And Facts. Even the people that are going for the same degrees, like, that's a very unfamiliar territory, like, depending on how you go into it, you know?
No, it's true. It's true.
What made you want to get into the school thing, like teaching the kids?
I wanted to be the version of myself I didn't have as a kid. So I started a program called Music Therapy. We'll be coming to these schools, coming in with the laptop, the speakers, and teach kids about hip-hop. Teach them how to make music, how to be as creative as possible, but it's really, the program is based in SEL, which is social emotional learning. So we teach them how to express emotions and get in touch with who they are and tell the truth about themselves and say things they never said in conversation through the music. Because to me, the truth comes out in the arts, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times, but we disguise it as just fun, and because it is fun. You are being as creative as possible. It'll be shoot cool-ass videos and teach you about financial literacy and teach you how to engineer and use the equipment and stuff like that. But it's really designed for you to get your emotions out there. Because without your mental health first, you can't learn about math and science and all that if your mental health ain't there. You know what I'm saying? When you think about childhood trauma, it starts when you were a child. These kids are going through real shit. You know what I mean? So we try to be there for them and show them how to say the things you never said in conversation, things that you might not tell your mother, tell your teacher. The truth comes out in the arts, man. These kids be saying, it's super therapy, super That's therapeutic. Important. The music saved my life, man. When I was that age, my dad got murdered across the street from where I was living at by my neighbor. You know what I'm saying? At my aunt's house. My aunt was here. I was outside across the street. My dad was doing business with the neighbor and something went wrong and he killed my dad and his friend. And I had to process that at fucking 15. You know what I'm saying?
You saw that too, right?
Yeah. So, I ain't know how to really express that. I don't think I ever dealt with that to this day, probably.
You never went to, like, therapy for that or anything?
I tried therapy. That shit ain't work. I'm sure it works. Maybe it's for somebody.
Maybe
it ain't work
for me.
Maybe
it's the wrong person. You know, not all therapists are the same.
Maybe. I'm so mental that the two times I tried therapy, especially one of the times, I'm so mental. And I swear to God, I'm not even saying this is like a flex or nothing. The therapist, you know how, like, I guess you'll, like, tell your own story to try to relate to somebody. I got him into trying to relate to me so much, telling his story to me, that I was therapizing him. He was confiding in me.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I was fighting the talk. I'm like, he cut me off telling me more about him. I'm like, my nigga, can I get my shit off, too? Pause. Can you pay me? Oh, yeah, pause. That's definitely, I can't even unpause that one, but whatever. Like, dead ass, though. Like, I'm, like, therapizing him. I'm like, I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm giving him therapy. Dead ass serious. Like, he was talking that's to me crazy. More than I'm talking to him. And like enjoying the conversation. I'm like, damn, I'm glad to get to know you, my nigga, but I gotta pay you up under this shit. I'm like, fuck you.
Crazy.
He was talking to me way more than I was talking to him. We was bonding, but I'm like, I'm learning more about you though, my nigga.
Y'all only do the schools? Pause. Or do y'all like...
That's a pause, dude. You can't fuck a school, my boy.
No,
that's
I'm saying,
a pause.
Do you only go to the schools and
this is wild. That's just...
No, you're going too far.
Tell him to use his unpause card now. You can unpause that.
Unpause.
Facts.
Do y'all only
we in the future,
deal with the schools as far as talking to the kids?
Yeah. The shout out to my nigga Dupree. He's my assistant teacher, man. He helped me out with this program. But,
okay. Is it just one school or you go to multiple schools?
Mad schools.
I want to get my kid in this shit. My kid.
Now, what school you go to?
He in Fort Lee High.
Let me with the principal. That's Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out Jersey. We only, we're New York vendors, but I'm working on Jersey. But let me speak to the principal. We figure it out. But we in mass, probably like damn near 10 schools, and one of the schools I'm in is in a prison.
That's even crazy. That's needed.
I'm in the trenches with these kids. I know what's going on for real outside. Like when I say I'm outside in the field, I'm with the kids, man. I know what's going on, and I know the mentality. I get it, and they're not gonna relate to nobody that's not from the culture. That's why I'm the perfect person for the job because I'm them.
100%.
Yeah, I gotta get. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I gotta get bro shit. So is it like a one-on-one with the kid, or is it like a class?
It depends. We cater to the school's needs. A lot of times it's at school program, but sometimes it's during school in a period or two different periods. It'll be a whole classroom or just, the smaller class, the better because we get more one-on-one time. Sometimes it's a whole full class, but sometimes it's at the school and it's like 10 kids, 15 kids. It could be six kids. When it's a smaller group, it's better because we can really hone in and focus on each child ball. But when if it's a group of kids, then every record sounds like a Wu-Tang record. I make sure every kid gets a chance to rap and write. And get the experience and get to build with us, and we build with them. And that shit is amazing, man. Like, the things these kids say on the song. First, we start off just making light songs, fun, drill, sexy drill, R&B. Mm-hmm. They sing, poetry, all of that shit. Well, if they speak Spanish, Portuguese, rapping your native tongue, sing, all of that. We let them, we help them be themselves and express themselves the best way possible. But then when you get past the fun songs and we start to get to pain and real emotion, the shit they be saying is crazy. They say the truth. And it's things that their parents don't know, the teachers don't know. And we get it first. And then we bring it to the teachers or to the parents or the principal. Like, yo, you might want to look into this. Like, he going through this. Or like one kid said that he was getting abused by the stepdad. He said it in a chorus. One girl, she lost her dad and she sang about it. It was like, I needed y'all. I'm glad you're here. She lost her dad like the week prior before we got there. And she got a chance to release that pain via song. You know what I'm saying? So it's important.
No, it is. Important. Especially growing up in our environment, like, we don't know how to channel our emotions, like in black and brown communities, right? Like, we're automatically angry, but that anger actually comes from hurt. Like, I'll never forget one day.
Exactly.
I finally had, like, a white friend. Like, and she was like, and I was telling her something. She was like, were you sad? And I was like, sad.
Right. I'm not allowed to be sad.
Like,
I'm from the hood.
Sad. What is, and I was, really, and I started thinking, I was like, damn, maybe I was sad.
We only learn to express anger,
right,
and frustration.
Right.
We don't learn to express, oh, I'm sad, or I'm depressed, or, right, or we don't learn to express love. I ain't learned love was cool till I was an adult.
Right.
Mm. We only express like love vulnerabilities. Like, what's that? You're not allowed to cry. If you think when you're young, you black from the hood, you hurt your knee, yo, toughen up, walk that off.
Yeah.
My shit hurt. I don't need to walk it off. I need to deal with this pain right now.
Right.
Don't be crying. Walk that off, shorty. You learn that. You don't learn to express, like, let me embrace this pain and deal with that. Nah, you learn to walk it off. I mean, you tuck it somewhere else and act like you're not hurt, but you are, though.
Right.
But that's what we learn. We learn to express anger, and that shit ain't healthy.
Or someone even just saying, you feel sad, let's talk about why. Talk about why.
Talk about it.
I didn't even know how to do that until
well into my adult.
He was like, I have to talk to you about why I feel these emotions. Like, I didn't even know how, but that's important.
Yeah, we don't learn that. We didn't come up, that's not our culture, which is not a good thing, but that's not what we're not taught to discuss feelings and all that. We learned that's soft, and it ain't soft. Think about if you cry as a shorty. What? Right. This nigga's pussy. You ain't crying nowhere, nigga. You're not expressing pain like that. We're not taught that.
Right.
I didn't learn love was acceptable or cool till I was an adult. I was like, wow, this love thing is all right.
Yeah.
But you won't figure that out till you're a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this love's all right.
Just pause.
Nah, you ain't got to pause. You're a girl. You're a woman.
I don't know. But it's true. I think that's dope. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I think that's dope because you're teaching these kids the stuff that we should have been taught and we weren't.
Facts.
So it's like you're kind of like breaking cycles for them and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
So that's dope of you.
Just teach them it's okay to feel and it's okay to express that. And if you hurt, it's okay to say it and talk about it. Because bottling the shit in just allows you to grow up and be like us. As fucked up as we are. That's why I always say, I don't want to say I'm crazy, but I'm mental as fuck.
Nah,
it is what it is.
But
I went through a lot of shit and didn't express it till now. It is what it is. If it wasn't for the music, I'd have definitely been a DC sniper, I'm sure.
Funny, positive. Not funny, but yeah, you know, it's true. It's
positive.
True.
I'd have been a madman.
It's true.
Serial killer, for sure. I got all the traits. I was like, I was addicted to watching serial killer movies. I'm like, damn, just like these niggas.
I love them.
No, but
you
have a different experience, though. Not for nothing. Like, even hearing that, and then even just hearing about your experiences in the industry and having to reinvent, like, your whole story is really, really inspirational. Like,
nah,
for real,
thank
for
you.
Real.
I'm glad. I'm going to do a movie all my life because this
Are
shit
you?
Is nuts. Yeah, I'm going to. I need a script writer, so if anybody watching this, come helping it out.
I was going to say that, either a movie or even a book deal. Like, you
I want to do all that. I want to do all of that. It's a movie.
I can hook you up with a writer if you need, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
I got somebody that can help you out. She done written a lot of books for people like Lil' Kim and stuff.
You know what I mean? I'm going to talk about that. I'm dead ass. I want to do that.
I'm serious, too. I can hook you up with her.
Yeah, I want to do that.
All right.
That's grand. And he's like the only artist that I see dealing with the schools. Talking to the kids, that's what I was going to say.
Gotta do that, man. They're the future. You gotta tap in with the kids, man. Like, it's so important. You gotta be, I just want to be the version of me I wish I had when I was that age.
You got kids?
Yeah. I got twins.
Twins.
Boy and girl.
How old are they?
Wow, that's nice.
That's my kids big. I had them young, man. I ain't in college right now.
That's tough. Yeah, I got big kids, too. I got little kids and big kids. That's crazy. My patience is... This shit is crazy, man.
I got no kids. I got nieces and nephews, and I'm good with that.
I got 17, 16, 14, 14. This shit is crazy.
Low bullshit.
Want to get
any lower? Yes, a little lower. Three.
He was outside.
Sure was.
Indiana. I be knowing.
He said Indiana.
Indiana is crazy. my oldest, though, I see it. Niggas a bug out.
See, you know what that means? You gotta be on his body from now.
No, I've been on it. Pause. I've been on this nigga. But
from now, you got to stay like now. I'm telling you, like when people always ask what, like for me, right, what the balance between family and career is, I always say, ain't no fucking balance. You got to make it in this sacrifice shit. So my career took a lot of sacrifice because I had to be the dad of the year. I was like, I'm on it. Daughter, son, I'm on it. I'm not missing shit. I'm not missing no games. I'm not missing no graduations. I'm not missing shit. Yeah. Parents, teachers, night, all that. I'm at everything. And my career had to suffer a little bit because I'm like, I'm doing this shit. Especially my daughter, I'm not missing shit. Like there was one time I was going to move to Atlanta because I could have made so much money career-wise moving to Atlanta or LA or London in one another time in my career. Houston, all kind of shit. Like there was so many opportunities for me different places. But I was like, I got to be where my kids is at. Sorry, I got to pass up on that. Like Word to Mother, when I first did the album with Benny the Butcher, like his label, I did a collaborative deal and did a put an album out with his label, my Stop Calling Art Content album. And there was so many business opportunities in Atlanta at that time, working with him and the network out there. I was going to move to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the opportunities at that time were so lucrative. I told my kid's mother, if you bring my kids to Atlanta, I'll buy you a house. Can't live with me, but I'll buy you a house pretty nearby. I will buy you a house. I'm dead ass serious. I will buy you a crib if you bring my kids to Atlanta. She was like, nah, I can't. I'm like, well, I'm gonna give you a house. Like, it's a house. It's a free crib. Mm. I would have bought her a crib, dead ass serious, if she brought my kids. Because like, if they don't come, I'm not leaving. My daughter, no, or my son, but he's like, although he's like a young me, so he'll be all right. But I'm not leaving my daughter anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Neither one of them leaving. I'm just saying, like, I'm way more protective, double standard, whatever. But I'm not going nowhere. So it's like, if you're not going to come and bring, forget it, then I just
stay here.
Just stay here. Fuck it. I just go back and forth from Atlanta to New York. That's not a pause. I kept it going.
No,
see?
Keep going.
See that? I have to unpause in either one of those. Little remix action.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, dead ass. I was like, I will buy you a crib if you move my kids to Atlanta. And she's like, I can't do that for whatever reason. I'm like, all right, fuck it then. I left. So you got to sacrifice. So that's why I'd be like, whatever traits or signs you see, just stay on his body from now.
Sacrifice is a good word.
No, sacrifice is...
So that's a fact.
Do you feel that at this age you have dealt with that trauma of what you experienced with like your dad and stuff like that?
Besides me giving a therapist therapy advice? Probably not.
No. Do you think that that's something you want to explore one day?
I mean, the music is my therapy enough. But I mean, I'm sure I could take it further and be less crazy than I am now. Sure.
You're not crazy.
That's what they say.
No.
They ain't convinced me yet. But yeah, I be trying. I'm down to try everything. I'm from ayahuasca to jumping out of a plane, whatever the fuck works.
No, I say that because I feel like, especially in this age right now, like I feel like a lot of our generation, like a lot of us are realizing certain things about our childhood, and we're trying to do things differently. We're trying to explore different avenues. So that's why I was asking.
No, I'm willing to try whatever would work mentally. So yeah, I'm open to all of that shit. I don't think I realized that I had an issue till a couple years ago in my hood, right? Somebody I know got murdered right in front of my car. Dead ass. Like, right in front of my car, like the back tire. Like, I got the news footage, all that shit, on my block. And I know the dude, know the nigga who did it, all that. And I ain't feel nothing. I was like, oh, you fucked up. So somebody got rewired this shit.
You numb.
Yeah,
like, this nigga, my car was roped, they put the cones around my car. It was a murder scene. I couldn't get in my car for 4 days. It's a murder scene. It's right in front of my car. I was like, I know the nigga did it, know the whole shit. I don't feel nothing. I was like, oh, this is not good. Like, if they was measuring my brain waves, it's just as if I'm watching fucking Full House or fucking reading. Nothing is happening.
Cheers. Right.
Cheers. Yeah. Nothing's happening. I'm like, oh, no, you fucked up, nigga. Like, you're a little off. Like, you should feel something right now. Flatline. I was like, oh, you need some work. Word.
Or so, maybe your work is actually helping the children.
Maybe. Or maybe that's healing my inner child. Maybe that's healing my inner child as well. I think all this shit is therapeutic. The work I'm doing in schools, the music for sure.
Yeah.
But so that's my version of therapy. I tried therapy and I ended up giving that nigga therapy. Therapist needed me more than I needed that nigga. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you. I was like, I should get a discount. I'm helping you get better, bro.
For real.
Right.
But I'm mental like that. Like anybody I talk to, it gets personal. It gets deep. It's just Paul, I guess, right? But like, it just
definitely
does.
That's
just how my brain go. Word.
If you could stay the age you are right now and start all over with knowing everything that you know now, would you do it?
It's a good question. I love good questions because you don't get a lot of those.
And if you did, if you would do it, what would you change?
There you go. That's my fault.
That's why you get the front seat.
You got to get the front seat.
She's going to be mad at you. Like, I'm bringing 12 friends next time, nigga.
I don't give a fuck. I got a girlfriend.
That's right. That's what we doing. Yeah. Girlfriend gang. Right. Would I change anything? Would I start over? It's like a cheat code. It's like a trick question. Because if I started over, how would I be me now? So no, I wouldn't start over. Because then I've been a different nigga now.
But you comfortable where you are right now, knowing everything that you know, or you feel like you would be way further if you could start back knowing what you know now?
I mean, if I started over, I'm cheating. I'm playing lottery. I know the answers to the lotteries. I'm doing all. I'm cheating.
Right.
But in all honesty, I wouldn't change nothing because I fuck with me. I like this nigga.
That's a blessing.
Everybody don't fuck with themselves. I fuck with me.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
I would buy my shit. I would hang with me. I would call me.
I want to thank me.
I would talk me. I want to thank me. I fuck with this guy. I fuck with me.
That's tough.
A lot of niggas don't fuck with themselves. And I don't be fuck with them niggas either. But right. I fuck with me. I ain't gonna lie.
That's important. That's all that matters.
If I changed shit and was a different nigga, y'all probably wouldn't invite me to the show. I could have been a whole nother nigga. I could have been like them niggas. Y'all don't want them niggas on the show. I don't want to watch them niggas.
Yeah, that's true.
So I probably wouldn't change nothing because then I would be, that would change who I would end up. And I know my story is going to, I get better and better every year. I get better with time. I achieve more and get better more. All the trials and tribulations, it's making me better. It's like you fall down 8 times, not to stay down on your 8th time, it's to get up on your 9th. I'm at my 9th right now.
100%, amen.
So it's like, would I change that and make it easier or make it better, make it different? I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to choose pain. Nobody chooses pain, but if you don't go through it, then you don't grow through it. You don't become this nigga without being that nigga. So I can't change nothing. I like this guy. I fuck with me.
That's a blessing. And you appreciate what you have and what the steps you're taking to move forward way more.
Way more.
When you have picked yourself up those 9 times.
I'm telling you, like perfect example, right? Like last year was my biggest year career-wise, right? People be like, you're just getting your flowers now. Do you feel the way or does it feel like, nah, it's just right on time, my nigga. It took forever, but it doesn't feel like it.
There's some people that don't get flowers at all.
Whenever the flowers come, I appreciate every step of the journey. No, I wouldn't have chose the pain. No, I wouldn't have chose it. But the fact that it happened, it made me this guy. So if without that, could I be here? Probably not. Right. As to who would know. You know what I'm saying? You could erase all of them, but like, I'll make it easy. Because if I did it over, I'm not choosing the pain. And if you don't choose the pain, if you don't go through that, then you don't become this. So I can't do it over. I can't do it over. We got to go to Indiana, nigga.
The cup is empty, bro. There you go.
Nah, we gonna leave it empty.
He wasn't drinking. He wasn't even drinking. You thought he had
no,
alcohol.
No, I didn't want to do it.
No snitching.
Oh, my bad. Oopsies, pause.
Every show I be on, I'm like, Graf got that same cup for 9 hours. Cool. I'm at the bottom, look. It's mad Tito's, huh, you heard?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how you gonna drive after this.
Drink me, look, you can't drink and drive. You can drink first.
Yeah.
Not illegal. If you drink and drive, you can spill your drink. See?
Always thinking.
Always in it all. Look. Ready to drive now. We safe. Seatbelt in the driver's side. I'm going to buckle up the passenger seatbelt. I'm Gucci. Buckle up the back seat joints.
Are you one of those people that like use the seatbelt in the back seat? I can't stand that.
Nah, that's for scary niggas.
I know a lot of people that use seatbelt.
We gonna die. We gonna out with a bang, my nigga. Like we got airbags and all that. We Gucci.
You gotta put the seatbelt on the front, but the back is like, all right.
That's extra safe.
You overdoing it.
Nigga, wearing 2 condoms out here. You wild, my nigga.
Overdoing it in the back. I mean, even though look, safety first.
Nigga, not using 1 condom. Fuck is you talking about?
What?
Oh my bad.
Don't listen to this guy. Please always be protected.
I hate them shits. Yeah, listen.
Stop. No.
I'm saying.
No. That's why you have 7 kids. Stop.
7? What'd you get 7 for?
9. You're like, I got 9. You wildin'. 5. You're like, 7.
I was fucking with you.
It's like, 7.
5, 7, same shit. After 3, it's like...
I might have 7.
I got three bitches pregnant right now. What's that? It's 9 o'clock.
What's that shit that you said? You said 9 o'clock? The pit bull, she pregnant.
Oh, my dog pregnant. Shit. What do you mean? 7.
Oh.
That's a 2 Chainz line.
They definitely be keeping them fucking
the
babies.
Pit bull, she pregnant.
That's a skit. I remember.
That is a skit. 2 Chainz, I feel like he's like underrated. We were just talking about that. Isn't he underrated?
2 Chainz fire. I don't think he underrated. I think niggas know he fire.
No, but I think he says crazy shit that doesn't get enough attention.
I mean, I know him. I'm not close to him, but I know him. He's funny in real life, though. That shit comes across in his music. He's a funny nigga. Like, I don't think he underrated. I think think niggas give him his props.
I don't know. 2 Chainz is dope. The shit that he's saying is crazy.
Get off sometime.
Nah, he dope. 2 Chainz is dope.
He is.
You think he underrated? Am I bugging?
I think that people can give him more flowers.
Oh, I right, fucking give him more flowers then.
Yeah, I think he deserves more flowers.
On this show, we're giving 2 Chainz more flowers. I think he gets his flowers because to me, he's dope.
I think he's dope. I love him. I think people need to give him more credit.
If he's underrated, we're going to give 2 Chainz some extra flowers right now on this show today. 2 Chainz will give you more flowers. You fire my nigga straight up and down. I'm a fan. Salute.
For real.
Big facts.
Why not? I was hating on Pusha.
Listen, what I said was, bar for bar, Graph is better than Pusher any day to me.
And then I asked you, did you know any Pusher lines?
And I said I know way more Graph lines than Pusher. I could remember maybe one from Pusher.
And then you said, past that, Pusher was, he thinks he's better than what he was.
Yeah, he thinks his bars are harder, they have more impact than they really do.
Pusher's nice, bro.
He could be nice, but he's not Graph.
He's snitching, man.
Okay.
Simultaneous.
Bro, this guy has a profit. This guy has a profit.
That's my guy.
I fuck a bunch of Tito's. So I ain't gonna say no. There'll be no Pusher slander.
There'll be no Pusher slander. Graph and Pusher T to me, Graph all day. I could go bar and tell you lines, and Pusher T, I could tell you a line.
So you don't like Pusher at all?
Not that I don't
Stop
like him.
Doing
you just can't put him in a and ask compare him to Graph with me.
Okay.
Sky's a prophet. I don't think you want to, like, you argue with Jesus, my nigga.
That's my nigga.
Sky's.
No, I'm joking. Jesus?
Nah, shout out to Pusher, though. Dead ass serious. Like, I'm not going, I fuck with Pusher. Hard body. Like,
me too. That's, you know, just what I'm saying? That's my taste.
But I do like when niggas give Graph props. I like this Graph
guy. This guy right here
know a couple things.
He might know a thing or two.
Might know a thing or three. You know what I'm saying?
But shout out
to Pusher, though. Dead ass serious. I'm not even going to do that.
Who's your top 5 favorite rappers?
My shit is more like a top 6. I'm gonna name the niggas that influenced me. So my top 5 is a top 6. It's Nas, Jay, Eminem, Jadakiss, Royce the 5'9" and Prodigy.
Interesting selection.
Royce is crazy.
Royce is stupid. Royce is my top 5.
Royce is crazy.
Yeah.
Stupid. Royce.
I got a question.
I got mad records with Royce, man. Shout out to
Royce.
Royce
is insane,
man.
Though.
He underrated.
Royce is stupid. Would M get the credit if he wasn't a white boy?
He does get credit. You know what he gets credit?
I'm saying, it's niggas that's nice like that, but I feel because he's the other color, he gets the credit. Royce better than him.
To answer that question, I'm not gonna say would he get the credit? Because he was white, he got further. So you're gonna get more attention because he's that good and white. But that isn't, he could have been green. His skill level is phenomenal. He just got noticed more because of his skin color. But that don't change his skill set. His skill set is, M is alien with it. He could have been fucking purple. Perfect example, right? When I first heard Royce and M, I didn't know he was white when I first heard him. They was on college radio. I was in college listening to their shit. Mm. Or high school, matter of fact. And I'm like, who the fuck are these aliens? I ain't know that one was white and one was black.
Royce is crazy.
This is just mixtape colorless. The skill set was what it was. He got more attention. As a matter of fact, this is crazy, unpopular opinion. I've seen Eminem have a harder time in the beginning because he was white.
In those days, that makes sense.
Mm. I saw him at an underground. Because when I first got on, I was super underground. I was at Lyricist Lounge and Raucous, all that shit. Mm-hmm. My first tour was the Lyricist Lounge. Shout out to them boys. Like, I come from that cloth, right? When I first saw Eminem perform somewhere, I was by the speakers. And I'm listening to every bar like, this nigga is nice. He had on a sleeveless shirt and, you know, the white boy Gap hat bent up crazy and shit. Niggas was not jacking that shit. They was not listening. They was ignoring them. I'm like, niggas is not listening to this shit. This nigga's super nice.
Yeah, he tough.
Because he was white, they wasn't listening. Dead ass. So it had the reverse effect in the beginning. They was not jacking that shit. Unpaused. Not pausing that. They wasn't jacking that shit in the beginning because he was white. Word. Then he got more attention once he got on because of his whiteness. So it's like, how do we rate this? He took him long. He had a harder time in the beginning, but then you flew because of your skin color later. Doesn't affect a skill set whatsoever. When I first heard them two niggas rapping, I didn't know what fucking color they was. Them niggas could have been fucking dark green. I was like, these niggas is the truth.
I think he could rap.
Well, I think he had a hard time in the beginning.
Does he have a classic album?
Who, Eminem?
The first one. Yeah.
The second one, too, though.
What's that, my name? He got three, you said?
Eminem was stupid.
Nah,
he
got like two.
Eminem is great.
Three classics?
And it's under, remember what was the first album that came out before he was even on?
Is that How My Name Is?
Shady LP, the Eminem Show.
No, what's the one that came out before he got?
And the Marshall Mathers LP.
What's the one that came out before he got on?
Infinite.
He had an album that came out before he got with Dre. That shit was stupid. That was what it called, Infinite?
Yeah.
When I first heard that, I was like, who is this nigga?
I watched Corey sit in the room and put his headphones on and just listen to that nigga all day long.
He's stupid nice. There's no Eminem slander. No, we're not doing that either. M is stupid nice. I don't give a fuck. He's dark pink. Nigga's amazing. Yeah. He's too nice.
I liked him more, pause, when he came and got fifth. That helped me.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
That did it for me.
But the album right before 50, like, no, was it?
Nah, his skill
set
is
I'm talking about 2005. He released something in 2004. I'm lying, 2004.
He's too nice. He's just too nice. Him and Royce is like...
Royce is crazy,
Royce is stupid. Royce is the only person that keep up with M, and they on the same level. I'm not even going to say one better than the other.
Royce is insane.
Their skill level is alien-like. It's just retarded.
Yo, you know who I've been listening to? I wasn't on him, pause, before. Ransom. I've been listening
to Ransom is stupid nice. Shout out to Ransom. Ransom get busy.
That nigga.
Stupid.
What?
He's nice. Ransom, he went to top. He had the top with it. Lyrically, Ransom gets stupid.
I was in
Shout
the gym listening. I just stumbled across the shit. Boy, that nigga.
Stumbled across is a pause too?
Nah, it's not.
I need you to wait. Not say pause the
tell
rest.
Tell him something. He can unpause that. Go ahead, tell him.
Oh, unpause.
Me stumbling across another man is a pause, but I'm gonna let you get it.
No,
across
it's not.
I said I stumbled across Ransom. I did not. I was listening. I stumbled across him.
I fell on him or something. Like, yeah. Like,
no, I'm not
but
falling
stumbled?
On him, sitting on nothing. It's a
this is
pause.
What I'm saying. Like, a stumble? Stumble is just like
I stumbled across Ransom. It's a pause.
It's not. I can't. It's okay. Honestly, I don't want to hear the word pause for like 2 days after this interview. Like, I really.
Don't say nothing.
I think he unpaused that, though. I stumbled across
pause.
Like.
I stumbled across another man. I don't want to. It's a pause. It's
all right. Oh, yeah, I don't see how that is now that you said
it's okay.
It that way.
It's okay.
When you didn't say it like that, you said I stumbled across the music. You didn't even say a man.
I stumbled across
yeah, Ransom, say man. You stumbling across
he
a man
had some
that's
shit,
different.
Though. He was good. Pause. Ransom, yeah.
Oh, this is great. I love the show. This is good. This is good.
This is good. There was like an event. I think a Mickey Fax event. A couple weeks ago, that you
Mickey's
were
Mickey's not bad either.
Mickey well, nice.
Mickey's not bad.
Yeah,
either.
He gets a lot of respect.
Nah, Mickey like nice. Mickey's
gets a lot of respect.
Mickey's not not bad. Mickey's nice. We gonna give Mick his props.
Mickey,
nice.
Mickey can rap.
Nah, Mickey's nice. Shout out to man. He got this rap school thing that he does. Pendulum Inc. Phenomenal. All
right, wait. He's a genius with it. Can we come up with some categories real quick?
Sure.
When you say a nigga's nice, right?
So I mean, he's lyrical. You got the cadence, the flea, got everything in pocket. If I say you nice. Everything in the pocket. But good.
So what's past nice?
Graph.
I'm not gonna let you give all these niggas the credit.
No, I'm saying if you nice.
Nas is nice.
Nas is one of
Hov is nice.
Yeah, but these
M
niggas
is nice.
They're like the pinnacle of niceness. These are like the best in the world, nigga. When you
they're
talking about Nas.
Nice.
So what's before nice? Good? Niggas good. It's good.
Yeah, I guess nice-ish.
Nice.
What's the no,
kind of nice?
I don't
nice. Want
to keep calling everybody nice. You know
yeah,
what I'm
everybody
saying?
Everybody in the same level of nice. You're right. I guess there's levels.
That's
too.
What I'm just trying to say.
Because you're talking about Nas, JM. These are the best in the world. These guys we named it. Literally in the fucking world.
Are they very nice?
Nas, J, the niggas we naming in
Black
the world.
Thought. These niggas are nice.
They in the same boat as the best in the world, nigga. Like
okay,
these
yeah,
are the
yeah.
best in the world. These the niggas world. We naming. So yeah. So I guess it gotta be levels to the shit. Because I'm not going to say...
Certain niggas is good.
Yeah, but I think it's the way you say it, right? Like, if someone's nice,
you
can
put more,
that's like
put
not...
Ease, put more ease
nice,
on the shit. Like,
that's
he's
a lot
nice.
Of, that's a lot of emphasis on the shit.
Put more ease on the shit.
It's the emphasis, right? Like
put more ease
nice.
On the shit. That's like, nice. Oh, nigga,
right,
nice.
Two E's. Two nice. E's, yes.
Maybe three.
Yes, maybe three. I think three
but
is...
But if he dead nice...
Dead nice is you going somewhere else.
Dead nice is another one.
Dead nice is very sturdy.
I think dead nice is above three E's, or is it below the three E's?
It's a variation. It's probably with it's like one E, but the dead in the front is like sturdy. It's like,
yeah.
It's not debatable.
All right,
so it's
I'm
nice
checking.
One E, dead nice, and then nice with three E's.
Yeah, Mickey, that's what
Mickey,
we got.
Mickey,
those are levels.
Mickey got some like, shit. I like Mickey.
And
like
he was Mickey. He did an event. Actually, Corey was there too.
Corey
just,
yeah.
And you
Mickey's my guy.
I caught the end of the event, and I just jumped on the stage and spit some verse. It's
And then you mentioned that you're coming out with a project with Corey.
Oh, yeah. Me and Corey going to make an album together, and me and Pete Rock going to do a project together, too.
So you got two upcoming things.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm a workaholic, man. I don't take no
Corey
fucking breaks.
Crazy.
I know, not gonna lie.
Nice. It's my little bro.
Deep Dirt,
cousin.
I love
blood
it.
Cousin.
Yeah, that's his blood cousin.
Word? Get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, pack your bags.
That's
go.
His OG
back
cousin.
His father and my mother are brother and sister.
Get the fuck out of town.
Blood cousin.
Wow,
yeah.
That's fucking wild. Is Corey on the show yet?
Huh?
We gotta get Corey up on the show.
Yeah, he was here last, what was it, 2023 December?
Because that's your family. So, just call your aunt, uncle. It's wild.
Well, call no, him. I can get him back. He's my client.
Look at that. See, look at this. Look at the client.
So when you guys drop that project, you know,
hey.
I'll put a little salt.
Little sasson.
Un poquito.
Okay, now we're going to do that.
So I'm excited about that.
Me and Corey going to cook that, man. That's my guy. We did two songs already. That's easy.
Yeah,
that's the bro, man. When it's like family shit, it ain't no work.
Yeah.
It ain't no work.
Right. No, I really like Deep Dirt. That's a great song.
Yeah, thanks. You heard that shit? We're going to shoot a video for that next week.
I didn't hear it.
It's fine. See, look at
I'm
that.
I'm going to send it to him. Deep Dirt.
Yeah, I get it to him. Word.
Oh, you guys are doing the video.
Yeah, we'll do it next week when I get back. I'm going to South by tomorrow. When I get back, we're going to do that.
South by South?
Oh, shit.
South by South West.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Austin.
Austin's crazy. I used to live in Houston.
Austin's
crazy. I had
mad
Airbnbs out there and all that shit.
Yeah, you live everywhere.
A little something.
Did you like Houston when you lived there?
Love it. Houston is a dope city. That's one of my favorite cities, too. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
Houston, for sure.
Why is it your favorite city?
That shit is so big.
See, that's a pause. See? There's no unpause, none of that. But
I paused it before, so.
What?
Oh, yeah, you did. Now, he's a master.
Come on, man. Can I get my answer?
Oh, my bad.
He's a pause master, though. This guy's on point. He can teach a pause class.
Yeah. Why do you like Houston?
I like Houston.
Not you.
Houston is popping.
I do want to hear from you.
Weather, the fucking, the people, the fucking
food.
Price of living, the food for sure.
Mm. Parties.
Everything. Yeah. Houston
I've
is popping. You know what I like about Houston? The people. You got to be a real nigga and a solid person to exist in that community.
Mm.
You ain't got to be the most lit. You ain't got to have the most money. You ain't got to be the most nothing. You got to be real.
Okay.
You can't go there and be like adopted into the community in a real way. If you're not a real nigga, I don't give a fuck if you're rich. You know, sometimes certain cities like a get money city, like a major city.
Yeah,
you could be a fucking snitch. You got the bag, niggas that still fuck with you.
Right, that is true.
I fucking hate it. The
100%.
Rules is out the window. Streets has been dead. Streets is a myth. We ain't even talking about none of that.
Yeah,
that's a whole other
show.
But in Houston, you gotta just be a solid human being. Not even like a gangster. You gotta be a solid, real person, and you have a good time in Houston. If you fake, you ain't gonna work out for you. Worse. Houston,
I like that city.
I love that. That city, they stand on principles, man. Yeah, I fuck with Houston. Word.
I may have to take a little trip to Houston.
Nah, facts. Houston is fire.
Anywhere real people are appreciated is where I want to be.
Yeah, that's the city you'll appreciate. You'll be like, oh, dude, I fuck with it. You'll like the vibe, energy,
okay.
The way they treat you, the way you'll fuck with him. Son of Houston, A1.
Hmm.
Word. Yep.
Houston, one of the best places I've been.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's why I went there and stayed. I ended up getting my Airbnbs out there and just not leaving.
How long were you there for?
I don't even know. Maybe a year or two. I don't stay no that long. I'm fucking nuts.
You got a lot of Airbnbs.
I did. At one point, I gave some of them up, though.
Okay. Because
they'd be like a year or two leases.
Okay.
Unless I keep it, then you know, whatever, but.
Being a landlord's a headache, too, though.
Yeah, that's why I gave some shit
up. Yeah.
I took some L's. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm still paying for some of them decisions.
Start squatting, you in trouble.
Bro, you go through some legal shit, you be like, man, fuck this shit. Like, yeah, I went through some shit.
And the tenants be winning.
I had a lot. What? In Houston? The ooh. Landlord, that's not where you want to play around.
Really?
The tenants don't. Nah, you don't. I took some L's in Houston. I ain't gonna hold you. I made some money and I lost it real quick.
Yeah.
But I made some money. I ain't gonna hold you.
Houston is
dope city. Dope city. But I learned quick. I was like, oh, yikes. But anyway, I fuck with Houston heavy. I'll be there for sure.
Road trip? No, just joking.
Houston got nice women too.
I'm sure. And you know what? I mean, Megan Thee Stallion's from Houston, so I can see how that is. They got some stallions in Houston.
They do.
Yeah.
Sounds like hate. So I do have one question.
Free Tory, man. What the fuck?
Whoa, guys. We're not doing that.
Free Tory, man.
We're not doing that here. It's a family-friendly show.
Sorry.
Family-friendly, fuck me, right? Like, we talk about the...
I don't want to see
family-friendly show. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Sorry.
We stand in solidarity with women also, okay?
That's a fact.
Thank you.
I don't want to be quiet.
Thank you. You know what?
You see me, right? Like this.
I don't know if you've ever been media trained, but very good.
I trained myself.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. I'm going to cut that part out.
No, leave it. Let them have all that shit.
No, I'm just joking. Okay, so one question I do have. So
I fuck with Megan. I got a record for Megan, by the way.
You have one for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
She's a super talented girl.
She's fire. She's been fire.
Super talented girl.
And Free Tory. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit. Tory's incredibly talented too.
Yeah, he is.
He dropped the project.
He just released with Meek Mill.
I ain't hear yet, but I know it's fire.
Nah, it is fire.
He's one of the most talented niggas on the planet.
Diego. I think it's...
That was his first joint. I don't know if it's something new but to call that, but Tory is incredibly talented.
Yeah, Tory can rap.
He is.
I like Tory.
All right. We're mutual here. So, real quick, because I don't think you've answered this in your previous interviews, and I had a question about this. So, upon the Rockefeller breakup, you did choose to go with Dane because he put you on. You kept loyalty. Like, loyalty was very important to you, obviously.
Always.
And for a lot of us, too. But do you ever regret making that decision to go with Dame and not Jay? Because whoever did go with Jay, you know, obviously had, you know, a lifeline for their career. And who went with Dame, there was some trials and tribulations. So do you ever regret that decision or do you stand on that?
If I make a decision out of loyalty, I never regret it. Because I can't do that. I can't do the opposite.
Yeah.
If I stay true to something, no matter how the chips fall, I'm cool with that. Because if I did it the other way, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. That's just me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't base my decisions on the benefits or the fruits of what could be. I'm stand on principle always first. So I don't know how to do nothing else.
Okay.
So now I stand on what I stand on, and I love Dame. I love Jay too, but Dame my nigga to this day.
Do you say, I was gonna say you have a relationship with
him? Dame my nigga. Shout out to Dame.
I like that.
Shout out to the whole Rock. Everybody up there. I seen Biggs the other day. Shout out to Bleak, Freeway. Actually, me, Freeway, Chris, and Petey is going to cook up a little short EP right now.
Okay, you got a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
I work every day. There's no days off over here. None.
All right, so we have a project with Corey, a project with The Rock, basically. And what else? You have one more.
Me and Pete Rock will do something.
Yes.
Me and Mike and Key supposed to be working on something.
Pete Rock is
tough. Mike and Key, shout out to them boys.
I got another
album in a cut right now, cooking up. Oh, and I'm re-releasing my first mixtape, The Oracle, with a couple new tracks on it, just because it's classic and it's like the anniversary. I'm re-releasing Oracle, and I added new tracks on it. One of the tracks got Benny the Butcher on it. Another one got produced by 38 Special. He did the beat. Another one got Havoc on it, and he did the beat. And I'm going to drop that shit in like a month.
So it's like a deluxe of your first project, basically? That's smart.
It never made it to, like, DSPs and all that. So I'm like, let me get out of
this shit. Oh, that's perfect.
Word. I'm going to do vinyl tapes, the whole shit, celebrate it, like, wow. Hold that.
Well, that's dope.
I work, man. I don't know how to take that. I'm going to stop.
Put him on an arrow, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you.
Which arrow?
Arrow Holden.
Oh, who rap like he doing poetry?
Yes, nigga.
Fire. I know about Son. Yes, nigga.
Yeah, Compton wrote about him as a...
Nigga.
I got his new shit. I know what I heard from him in the past, but Son been stupid.
I go to that nigga house just to sit there and let him rap. That nigga's retarded.
Nah, relink us. I know Son. You can relink us with the shit. I want to hear his new shit.
That nigga retarded, bro.
Yeah, he had me thinking the police were following me to Trader Joe's when I was driving. I got scared.
And everything the nigga saying is the truth.
Nah, it is. The shit that he says is crazy.
Reconnect me, son. Yeah, word. Nah, son, fire. I be knowing. I know what's up. That's a big fact. Make that happen.
Shout out to Aaron Holding. Do you have anything else you want to tell us about your pipeline?
That's it, man. Just music and music therapy and clothes. I got a clothing line called Dope NYC.
Okay.
I'd have to create, man. If I ain't creating, if it ain't getting better, then it's getting worse. That's how I look at life.
Yeah.
If you're not advancing, you're dying. So I'm always growing and getting better with time, man. That's it.
When you get that merch, I want a hoodie.
Oh, that shit's so loud.
I love hoodies.
Yo.
Gotcha.
Yo, what up?
I'm sitting here with Graf. I told him he got to hear all your new shit. He said, yo, I fuck with Son. He tough. I said, I gotta link y'all, man. I'm sitting here with him on the podcast, man. You heard?
Yeah, me and Son met before.
Yeah, that's what I just told him. What up, gang? What's good, my G? Yeah, I just told him I ain't getting in tune with your new shit, but I gotta hear that.
Yeah, when you get a shot, man, listen to that shit.
Nah, I'm gonna get your number from bro.
Yeah, do that, man. Let's build.
Yeah, let's get right to it. Let's not waste no time.
No question, homie.
All right, but I'll hit you after this.
All right, bet.
All right, one.
What?
Yeah, I ain't see something in a minute, but what I heard from
that's my brother.
He sent me like a whole project. Fire.
He retarded. Bro.
I know he be. I know. I'm tapped out. I just don't know what his new shit is.
Oh my god.
But I know. That's what I said. Nah, we gonna make that happen. I'm gonna hit something right up. As a matter of fact, one of the joints he had on the tape he sent me, I wanted to use that as an intro.
I forgot what I was going through there for. I had a thought. I was like, I should use this as an intro, like the start of the album. I forgot which one it was. Something he said, I was like, this sounds like an intro, a cappella. I just didn't do it though.
I
change gears so quick. I'm like, oh, I'm doing this. Like, but something I had that thought. One of his verses, I was like, this is an intro. I didn't do that. But nah, we relinked, it's all good.
Look at Apartment 5H, building relationships one episode at a time.
Hey.
On that note, thank you for pulling up. We appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. This is fire.
You come back. We're going to start doing performances again soon. So when we do, we want to invite you to come back.
That's a big fact. All right, cool. I'll be here for that.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Hey.
All right. Peace.